report. The This Phil Condition Report brought to you by the Albia Country Club. The 2014 membership drive is on right now. Get your 2014 membership today and golf the rest of 2013 for free. And, T, not really much to talk about in terms of field conditions tonight.
No. You know, and you know what? Great job by those guys that came out here early today. I think I saw them up here around 9, 10 o'clock this morning, you know, tarping this field. Middle of the field, good to go. Sides, really wet, deep. You know, but you just got to play through it.
Well, Dan, every week we talk about the keys to tonight's football game, but your Dewey Motor Company keys to the football game. Your locally owned GM dealership. Let Dewey Motor Company help you find the right vehicle for you and also take good care of you. It's Scott Tibbles in the service department to take good care of your vehicle and keep it serviced throughout the year. Dan, what are the keys to a Blue Demon victory tonight, opening round the playoffs?
Well, ball control and turnovers. You know, we got Blue Demons have got to control the line of scrimmage, control the ball, keep nice long possessions in our favor, because that's what otherwise the Muscatine's also going to try to do. And then control the turnover game. Whoever has the least amount of turnovers is going to be in a great position to win this game.
Go get it, go!
Well, when we look down at the field right now, if I could describe it to folks when it came in tonight, the vast majority of the field was covered with tarps. The end zones were free, and they now are painted with Albia, bright white Albia spelled in both end zones with a blue accent on the outside of it. But when we look down the field now, you'll see the both sidelines covered in water. And then, Dan, if you look towards the midfield with the crown, the water goes away from the top of the field. But certainly at the both 40s and the 45-yard line, you'll see lots of pooled water, not just wet spots, but pooled water.
Yeah, and the school's done a great job over the last several years of actually getting their field re-crowned a few years back, really growing a nice stand of grass all summer long and doing a good job getting the field in really good shape. That allows for it to drain and to carry over the water to carry off here and do a good job, and so hopefully it'll stay as dry as possible. I think we're going to be here to get the national anthem here right in our ear here, Jason. That the folks are going to sing on the field, but they're here in the press box here, so
okay.
we might get the national anthem live.
When we get the national anthem, we'll do it in 3D as we're getting ready to do that. We'll turn the mic over as the Albia choir is ready to sing the national anthem.
Quick score update after this, real quick. No music. Breaking news.
Wow. A beautiful rendition of the national anthem sung by the Albia choir. And, Dan, I don't know if it gets any better than that.
Boy, it chills down my spine here. That was just great. Hopefully that came through as beautiful as it was sung for us here in the press box. It was just nice nice acoustics and a great job out of the choir there tonight.
Let's go down, Christian, for the coin toss results, as we were not able to bring the coin toss due to the field conditions. But give us the coin toss results.
Well, it looks like Albia is going to be receiving the ball tonight on the opening drive. And we do not know who won the coin toss due to not being out there, but it looks like Albia will be receiving.
Albia is going to be back on the return. And, guys, how important is going to be on this opening drive? You really want to set
Breaking
the tempo,
news.
Jimmy and Big T. You got to get the tempo set right here.
You got to set it right now. You got to come out smash mouth, man. You just got to get right after it.
Well, we're going to take a quick timeout. Come back with the opening kickoff, your Conley spray foam insulation kickoff, when we come back to a special edition of Friday Night Lights. You're listening to the playoffs.
All right, and some breaking news out of Oskaloosa. Andrew Landgreave and the quarterback, Veldhuizen, both injured. Both injured in the first quarter, where Centerville and Oskaloosa going at it. That could be huge implication for that game, as Centerville and Oskaloosa are now tied at 7 apiece. It's 7-7 all. Andrew Landgrebe and Veldhuizen, the quarterback, both out after injuries early in this one on a soggy Oskaloosa Indian field. It's 21-0, Washington on top of Carlisle. Oski and Centerville are tied at 7 apiece. Pella on top of Fairfield, 21-0. Also, Murray now leads Wayne by 3, 17-14. And Clayton Ridge-Guttenberg on top of Eddyville-Blakesburg by a score 7-0. Let's now go live to back to Albia for the Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff. Here's the crew.
All right, your Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff. All kickoffs all season long have been brought to you by our friends from Conley Spray Foam Insulation. Give them a call today at 641-777-0449. They're family-owned and operated, and they are the expert in spray foam insulation. And look at this downpour now we're getting here at Ironman Field. Once known Ironman Field, now Ironman Pond, as we get ready to open up the 2013 playoffs. A swift kick. Bounced and filled it at the 25-yard line. Coming up with it is Sarver trying to get there. Schultz across the 45 out to midfield, and he's brought down in the swamp that is the 50-yard line. Great special teams play to open up the game for the Blue Demons.
Nice job out of him coming over here on the near side. And there's a drain here on about the 45-yard line on our side. And Schultz has just run right into it. And that's where the water is really trying to flow to. And so that just created a great pond. But, boy, he came up. You can just see the excitement. I mean, he's loving this. This is football. This is what it's about for him. And it's good to see. Now, as Christian said, Jimmy said, we've got to have to really control our footwork here and see what we can do on this first play.
First play from scrimmage. Leshen comes under center. A quick handoff running straight ahead. That is Osing. Osing moving the pile. Still moving forward into Louisa Muscatine territory down to the 43-yard line. A gain of 7 on first down. And, Dan, this is what, as you
starting
talked
starting lineups
about,
when you want them.
Louisa Muscatine likes to do offensively. Well, this is what the Blue Demons are doing to them.
Yeah, it is. And it's good to see Brett Leshen out there. You know, he was hurt 2 weeks ago. Took a hit on the arm and really a knot on there that they've been working out. Knew he was going to be back for tonight's game. And it's still not probably 100%, but by him, what a tough kid he is. He's in there ready to go and throw the ball if he gets an opportunity.
Power eye formation, a fumble on the play, and it's loose, and we'll have to wait for an indication. And it's going to go to the Falcons. And, T, I talked about that in our pregame. The equalizer can be weather. We got that. And another equalizer is turnovers.
That's a slick pigskin, but I'm telling you what, it's wet down here. I don't know how they're going to hang on to it.
I'm not sure if the ball even got up to Brett's hands or not. It was just immediately dropped. Brett couldn't. And then it squirted right underneath the pile there. Brett was trying to find it and get to it, and there was just no opening for him to get in there and get that ball. And just an exchange issue, and they're going to have to work that out, and they will. Eli Bishop and Brett, I'm sure, on the sidelines now trying to figure out how to correct that and make it better.
Louisa Muscatine comes under center, and here's the quarterback losing his feet and getting a handoff all the way inside the 50. Goes the Falcons.
And we're introduced to Brandon Tomer right there, and that's why he has 2,000 yards rushing. He is a strong back.
Tomer takes the ball across the 50 into Albia territory to the 49-yard line, a gain of 8 on first down. And
the official drops the football. He's wiping the ball dry, and he even loses a grip on it. It is that slick, folks.
Louisa Muscatine with the football after the Albia
turnover.
Fumble on the play. It's on the ground. Albia's got it. It looks like the Blue Demons are going to come up with
ball.
It. And this wasn't the handoff, Jimmy. It's not the handoff that's the problem right now. It is the quarterback exchange.
Well, it's just the weather, brother. I mean, that's plain and simple. There's no excuses here. Both teams are going to struggle with this all night long. There's nothing you can do about it. It's the weather.
And I really think it's more the center's not getting a good enough grip of both. I mean, both centers will have to adjust to that. I think it's slipping out of their hands, so it's not a quick snap up to the quarterback. I don't really think it's, that initial hit. The quarterback, I don't think, is dropping on either side. It's just not getting to them the way they want it.
Albia will stay in the power eye formation. Leshen comes under center, hands the ball off to Schultz. Schultz met the line of scrimmage and brought down a wall of white jerseys right there, guys, to shut down Sergeant Schultz.
And that's where the Blue Demon offensive scheme, where they've got the trapping and the crisscrossing of blocks and stuff, really works well in good conditions where the linemen aren't able to kind of maybe sprint and go as quickly. That'll create some problems for them. They'll have to make some adjustments. And Coach Farrington has been at this enough, and certainly Coach Staten has. They'll come up with those adjusted plays and make the ones work that count.
Delayed kickoff to tonight's opening round of the playoffs. Just underway here in the first quarter. Here's a pitch going to Schultz. Schultz hitting the backfield and then brought down after little to no gain once again. And Alex a little slow to get up on the...
No, that ball actually squirted loose, and Ryan Romanko was out there lead block and jumped on top of it. Again, a little ball control issue once again. Third and 12 for the Blue Demons now, so two plays that didn't really go anywhere.
Both teams, after a couple of plays, turned the ball over to each other. We're 9 minutes, 44 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Albion with the football, third down along here. Schultz along with Osing in the backfield. I formation with Eugen split out to the right side. Leshen rolls back, has time, looks down the middle of the field. It's thrown down deep, up for grabs, and knocked down by the Falcons. And Albion will be in a punt situation here. But tell you what, Jimmy, I like the way that we went to the air there.
Yeah, I think you need to do that because, you know, I mean, of course, we got an outstanding, great quarterback. And why not try to use his arm? You know, the element's the element, and just try anything you can to get through this.
Two receivers down for the Blue Demons down there downfield, Luke Sarver and of course, Zach Hugan, both kind of had a chance. The defender did a great job of just jumping the route is all. But it was a good-looking pass. There was nothing wrong with that attempt. And, I think we'll see more of that. Brett is very comfortable throwing the ball in any condition. You know, he's going to be ready to go if he can get that snap up there and get a good exchange. You know, they'll run that play. It'll work.
The rain is coming down. My gosh. Guys, it's no longer rain. It is walls of water. Leshen standing back at the 37-yard line of Albion. Albion punt formation here, fourth down and 12. Albion sends four receivers over here to the near side of the field. Leshen gets the snap, gets a kick, and it's an end-over-end kick. Bounces at the 30, rolls inside the 25, and it will be down at the 24-yard line where the Falcons defense will take over. And let's get to your defensive starting lineups. Your defensive starting lineups brought to you by Hawkeye Real Estate. Let their experienced staff get you that new home or that farm you're looking for. Maybe that hunting property that you want to check out. Give Ryan, Nate, or Alan a call at Hawkeye Real Estate.
Brendan Bassett, D-line.
Justin Bosser, D-line.
Dalton Fulkerson, D-line.
Carter Isley, D-line.
Bryce Leshen, linebacker.
Griffin Osing, linebacker.
Ryan Sarver, linebacker.
Hugh Sinclair, linebacker.
Blake Bear, free safety.
Hunter Weldon, corner.
Shadow Leshen, corner.
Here's a little counter reverse ran by the Falcons. They go out across the 25-yard line and run that time by Brandon Tomer. Tomer, the senior, gets a gain of about four.
6 foot, 190-pound tailback is Brandon Tomer. Just a nice, solid running back. And again, he comes in with 2,000 yards rushing, and it's not by accident.
Christian, you got to get a look at him. He's a pretty big boy.
Yeah, he's a pretty big boy, but I see pretty big boys on our side, too. You're going to lay the licking on him.
Second down and six. Here's another counter ran by the Falcons. They on his feet across the 40, has one man to beat. It's a race down the sidelines. Hunter Weldon giving chase. The Muskets and the Falcons on the way towards the end zone and brought down at the 7-yard line. A great effort there by Hunter Weldon to make the stop, gentlemen. But the Mustang or the Falcons will be knocking on the door here. They'll have a first down goal to go from the 7-yard line.
That's Blake Kemp was the tailback, his second leading rusher for this Falcon team with 1,000 yards and just a nice little counter play. And he was able to read his block and he got a little crease there with those 11 men in the box. He was just able to create a little opening. Blue Demons doing a nice job. He's got that six-man front, trying to really jam it up and keep it tight. But unfortunately, we're not able to keep the hole from creating.
Albion's defense against the wall here. Guys, it's been three straight weeks that the Albion's had its defense on the field with the other team knocking on the goal, and Albion's been able to come up with a shutout. Here's a handoff straight ahead. Tomer hitting the backfield. He'll be pushed backwards. It's not Tomer. That's
the fullback, right?
Yeah,
Crawford.
He's
6'3", 250.
Yeah, big boy.
He's a lineman. You know they're going to just pile that boy in there. Crawford is his name there.
8:23 to go here, opening quarter. There is no score. And takes a little while to get up off that mud. This is a big point for this defense, Jimmy, to rise to the occasion.
Could be a little electro
shock. I think I got shocked earlier.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jason, it's huge right here. Big stop right now. That's what we need.
Second down, goal to go from the 6-yard line for the Falcons. They'll come under center. Again, here's a pitch going over to the left side and hitting the backfield. And Tomer this time brought down after little to no gain. And Joe, if you can hear me, if you could have someone bring me another headset. This one is not working so good, buddy.
But nice little defensive stop there. A lot of Blue Demons on that defensive side there to get the stop there. And Tomer had a little crease but wasn't able to get much other than maybe just a short yard. Brings up third and five from the near side of the field. Falcons are getting their play ran in from the sideline, come up. And, again, they run a real tight set. Center guard, tackle, tight end on both sides of the ball.
Here we go. Third down and five here. Here's a quarterback's going to keep it. Runs towards the goal line. Towards the goal line. Wait for the indication. Touchdown, Falcons. And Liza Muscatine scores on their second drive of the night. And that is a big-time play for their offense, T, to come out and score here first against Albion.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're known for, running the ball, you know, and we know that, you know, we just got to get them stopped.
You know, and as we've seen all year long, you know, certainly this Blue Demon team, both sides of the ball will adjust and make adjustments. So, you know, don't expect anything less tonight, to just keep on the path and figure out what's not working and make those adjustments.
They're going to go two for two right here. Saying there's a false start, I believe, on the Falcons. And a little marching back 5 yards. I'll tell you what, that's something we haven't talked about, guys, is the extra point trying to get a field goal here, see. But that's going to be a real challenge.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the snap coming back.
Yeah, then a little mic issues there with the wireless one and the electro water issues there. But it is, with the wet conditions, everything, you know, we've got two fine kickers. That could be a little tough for him.
Falcons rolling back, quarterback being pursued, and he throws it up for grabs and knocked down. And the two-point conversion is no good. Albia trails 6-0, 7:15 to go here in the opening quarter. The Falcons score first. Let's go back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill gives the scoring update.
Let's get you all caught up on the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board, where Washington leads Carlisle 28-0. A lot of unmatches here. Pella leads Fairfield 21-7. It's Valley on top of Sioux City North 21-0. Sioux City East leads Johnston 14-7. Bondurant Farrar on top of West Liberty 21-7. It's Minneapolis on top of PCM Monroe 21-0. Pella Christian getting blanked by St. Albert Council Bluffs 14-0. And Eddyville Blakesburg yet to score. They trail Clayton Ridge Guttenberg 14-0. Clear up in Northern Iowa. And Tipton trails Iowa City Regina 15-6 in the second quarter on that game. Twin Cedars leads Lamoni 12-4. And it's Montezuma 14, Lisbon 0. Pekin on top of Lone Tree 22-0. BGM of Brooklyn leads Van Buren Keosauqua 34-6. And the fourth backup running back, Jared Pace, is now running the ball for the Indians in the Oskaloosa-Centerville game. That's the fourth backup, Jared Pace, where Oskaloosa and Centerville are tied 7-7. Let's go back live to the Albia field. Here's Jason and Dan.
On your Conley spray foam insulation kickoff, Luke Sarver nearly got the sideline turn there. Takes it all the way out to the 47-yard line. And, Jimmy, this offense going to have to come out and answer that score by the Falcons.
Well, the great thing about it is we have great coaches. And, you know, great coaches put a scheme here. And they come to the sidelines and know what wasn't working, you know. But, honestly, you just take back a couple of slight, you know, mistakes with the weather situation. You come back, conquer that, you'll be all right.
First and 10, Blue Demons, ball near midfield, the 47-yard line of Albia. Leshen comes under center. Again, that power eye formation. Here's a quick handoff. Running straight ahead. Osing on his way inside the 40. On his feet, still inside the 40. Ball comes loose. And once again, a slippery ball. And the pigskin goes back to the Falcons. And, T, I'll tell you what, Albia looked like it was going to be inside the 30-yard line. And a turnover right there back to the Falcons.
Yep, you got to, even in the elements, you have to win the turnover battle. I mean, we just got to hold on to the ball.
Great run, great hole at the point of attack there with the power eye. You know we're going to smash it off to give it to the fullback Griffin, and there's a great hole just off center and guard. He did a great job hitting it, running hard, and going to the opening. Just a good job out of Eliza Muscatine to hit and strip that ball loose, and it is. It's slippery on him, and it just popped right out.
Second turnover already by the Blue Demons. The Falcons come under center. Bowling. A counter reverse once again. Running with the football is Kemp. Kemp across the 40 has one man to beat. Is finally brought down. That little counter play, Dan, has really confused this Albia defense. And they know where they're going, and the defense does not. And that is difficulty when you're on a slick field.
It is, because, you know, we've certainly, I think, got more than enough speed on a normal circumstance. But the Blue Demons are being very cautious in the running in terms of not trying to overstride or slip and slide. And then you have to. And so we just created a nice little cutback block. Blake Bear and Hunter Weldon are going to make the stop. But when your safety's getting those tackles, you don't want to see it that deep.
6:50 to go here, first quarter. Again, same play. Running with the football. Kemp, he gets by a defender on his way inside the 40. It's again a foot race, and he's finally brought down. Hunter Weldon comes up with the tackle, but not till he gets down to the 26-yard line.
Hunter Weldon's doing a nice job there to cover a lot of ground. He's running as fast as anyone out there in that defense right now. Rest of them need to kind of get going and pick it up a little more speed, because he's coming from the near side, went all the way to the far side to get that tackle, and there's 10 other guys that should have been closer.
Well, on the counter like that, Jimmy, the discipline by the defense is so important. Now, with his back against the wall, their counter play. Ball's loose, and it's going to come up with it now. Why not? Hunter Weldon.
Hunter Weldon.
A defensive night tonight. Hunter Weldon comes up with a turnover.
That's what you want. I don't want to get too hype or too much, but we talk about sophomore class. There's a sophomore player who's playing as good as anyone out there on the field right now defensively. Great pursuit. A nice strip at the point of attack to get that ball loose, but Hunter Weldon had his eye on it and got right on top of it.
The Lennies are listening in, and they say Rose and Larry Lenny say, hey, the choir sounded fantastic. Oh, yes, man. It did.
Chills. I got chills, I swear.
Hollingsworths are listening in at home, keeping dry. And what end zone is the Albia Blue Demons defending? The north end zone. They're working out of the north end zone with the football right now as the Blue Demons. 6:31 to go. Opening quarter, 6-0. Loaiza Muscatine. Here's a handoff. Schultz with it. Running straight ahead, fighting forward all the way out to the 31-yard line. A gain of 5 yards on first down. Albia's had some nice running lanes, Dan, holding on to the football. Both teams are struggling with that right now.
Right. What I saw right there, too, and we'll see if this happens in the next couple carries for him, I saw Alex running just a little stronger, a little more confident. You know, they're starting to realize, okay, yeah, it's wet. Don't shorten too much. Don't be too cautious. You still got to go out in power. He was able to actually move two defenders with him, and so he's starting to see that Alex Schultz that we know and love, and hopefully we get a lot more of that here soon.
Here comes Schultz once again, straight ahead, this time over the left side. A gain of maybe 3 on second down. It's going to bring a third down and about a yard. Let's get that offensive starting lineup brought to you by Hawkeye Real Estate.
Front side tackle.
Ryan Romanko, front side guard.
Eli Bishop, center.
Kieran Judge, backside guard.
Connor McDonough, backside tackle.
Luke Sarver, tight end.
Brett Lushen, quarterback.
Griffin Osing, fullback.
Matt Baker, slotback.
Alex Schultz, tailback.
Zach Hugan, wide receiver.
That's your Hawkeye Real Estate offensive starting lineup. Here comes Schultz again. He has the first down, moving forward up close to the 40-yard line, a gain of 4. And Albia's got the chains moved. That's a first Iowa State Bank first down. All first downs of this first half brought to you by First Iowa State Bank. You can catch him right here in Albia and in Eddyville. And, of course, don't forget the drive-in open on Benton and with extended hours to take care of all your banking needs. 5:22 to go here in the first quarter. 6-0 Falcons out in front. And boys, I'll tell you what, if Albia can hang on to the football, they've got some nice big girl wranglings there, T, to work through.
Yeah, we're fine. I mean, I'm not concerned in the least. You know, we just need to hold on to the football. We'll be good.
Albia with the football. Offset eye. Schultz with it. Gets a gain on the play of about 2 or 3 yards over that right side. I'm going to mark him down about 4 yard gain, Dan. Nice run there. Line's doing a good job.
I'd really like to see that same formation coming up here where we're showing a strong run and see if we can't throw a little pass play, whether it's Zach Hugan on the split or even Luke Sarver at the tight end position to kind of going out on something. I think that's something you could really capitalize. This defense is expecting us to run and run and run right now. You might be able to catch him a little off guard.
Hugan split out here to the right side. Again, Albia in the offset eye. Here's a quick handoff. Running with it is Osing. Osing, a gain of about 5 yards. We'll wait for the spot. He's going to be near the first down marker.
Good hard run.
Boy, that has been really open there. Everybody's over-emphasizing. They're going to bring out the chains here. Boy, I'm right on top of this. T, let's get down to you, buddy. T on this this spot. He's running down the sidelines. You can see the wake he's leaving behind him. How deep is that water, T? It covers the shoes.
It's a good 6 inches probably over here.
A thimbleful, huh? Got T down on the sidelines, a wireless 2 mic.
Looks like he's doing the American crawl, I think, is what he's doing.
Is that the American crawl?
That's a first down, in my opinion.
The way that chain was, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the few times we actually have a great line on it. It's right there on the 49.
Scores when you can.
And it just got it cleared, so.
Tino and Cosgrove yelling for the big blue. Glad to have you guys listening in. And 29 years ago, Stocker was prowling the offensive line. Net from Heffern checking in.
You
prowling
bet.
The offensive line.
You bet. Hmm.
How do you prowl on the offensive line?
Hey, the way we did it, that's the way we roll. That's what I said.
First and 10 for the Blue Demons near the midfield stripe. Hand off to Schultz. Hit them and the backfield. Keeps
moving.
His feet moving and plows the Falcons downfield. A gain of 4, maybe 5 on that. But, Jimmy, I'll tell you what. They had him stopped in the backfield for a loss, and he just kept on churning them downfield.
Well, the Sarge Def was in charge. But, you know what? I come to the side and watched his face. You know, now it's intensity time because, you know, this is it. It's one and done. You got to do something. You got to win this. There's no tomorrow if you don't take care of the business today.
We kind of talk about the diversity of the Blue Demon offense, and we're actually running a similar set as Loiza now, where we've got 11 guys in the box. You know, we can show that we can just a lot of different options, a lot of different tools here.
3:37 to go. Here's another quick handoff. Running straight ahead is Osing. Osing on the way down inside the 45, down to the 41-yard line of Loiza Muscatine, and wait for the spot. Going to be just short of the first down marker while they're getting the ball set. Let's get a quick scoring update back at the Friday Night Lights studio.
All right, guys, leaving you on live so we don't miss any action on the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board, where Montezuma leads Lisbon 14-6. Twin Cedars on top of Lamoni. What is this? 12-4? It's Wayne just trailing Murray by two.
Schultz with the carry, Joe. Schultz on the carry inside the 25-yard line and brought down all the way down to the 22. Nearly took that to the house. Yeah, it's going to be fast and furious tonight on the scoreboard, but on the field right now, Alex Schultz takes the Blue Demons down close to that red zone all the way to the 22-yard line. Let's get that scoring update. Joe, keep it going.
No problem, guys. We'll leave you on live to interrupt any time. Oskaloosa-Centerville are tied at 7. It's Washington on top of Carlisle, 35-0. Pella now leads Fairfield 21-7, and it is Nottoway Valley on top of Ogden 14-7. Back to you guys, and we'll get you all caught up with all the scores in a minute.
Albie on the march here. Here's another handoff. Schultz over the left side. Has a nice crease to work through. And his way inside the 15, down close to the 10-yard line. Alex Schultz, Sergeant Schultz, moves the chains once again. 2:42 to go here in the first quarter. Albie trailing by 6. 6-0 Loiza Muscatine. But Albie now knocking on the door. And, Jimmy, that was some impressive blocking downfield by that offensive line.
Very amazed. Where I'm standing, I can see the whole hole open up, Jason. It was huge. So great job for offensive linemen.
And that's what you want to see, that adjustment. They're adjusting to the field conditions. I mean, you just got to get it through your head that it's get over it and start playing. I see us just being more aggressive and physical and not being so tentative in our steps and our strides, whether it's the running back or the lineman. And that's what we're going to have. We got to get to playing our ball.
First and 10 for the Blue Demons at the 11-yard line of the Falcons. Here's running with the ball is Schultz. Schultz toward the 5-yard line and then runs over one defender, but brought down close to the 6-yard line. A gain of 5 on first down.
We do want to tell you, I got a text coming in here. Our good friends, Rudy and Julia Riley, listen to us in Kirksville, Missouri. They're watching the Cardinals. I'm listening to the Blue Demons. It doesn't get any better than that. Go Big Blue. Blue Demons at heart.
Hello, Rudy and Julia. Love you guys. Second down, and let's call it 5 for the Blue Demons. Inside the 10-yard line of the Falcons. Leshen comes under center. Out offset eye, and straight ahead goes Osing. Osing inside the 5-yard line, a gain of about 2. And Albie knocking on the door here. A big third down play for the Blue Demons, Jimmy. And we've seen a lot of Zach Ugin in these moments.
Well, you know, yeah, I think that too. But I'll tell you what, just keep doing what you're doing. They're not stopping us. I mean, we marched all the way down the field with this, you know, what they're doing. So just punch it in with, you know, the two guys behind you, and we're good to go.
Third down, and let's call it 3 for the Blue Demons. Albie, we'll go back to the power eye formation. Leshen comes under center. Here comes the handoff. Schultz towards the goal line. Fights his way in. Touchdown, Albia. Alex Schultz on the Blue Demon. Touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. Senate Pierce-Macher Funeral Home. Touchdown. And Albia has tied the ball game up at 6.
Nice drive out of the Blue Demons. Again, they're really getting settled in, which is what you want to see. Now it'll be important if we go this next kickoff to see if the defense can get settled in and do well as well. You know, Hunter Weldon, like we've talked, has done a great job here of defense.
Sarver, his brother, the twins that were right there to mop that up along with Zach Ugin and Blake Bear on the stop on that great kickoff coverage. Jimmy, this special teams has been special all year long, and as we say every Friday night when there's a little drop of blood in the old tank, the Sharks come to life.
They most definitely, and Jason, they want it. I mean, these guys right here talking before the kickoff, they're just telling, who's going to get it? Who's going to get it? They fly down the field and they take care of business.
And that's what we need to see, is that get a little fire and determination, see what they can do. We're coming up in a goal line defense right now, really smashing up that box, and a good stop there. Nice adjustment on the defense. That's a unique style of defense to run, but it worked really well on that play as they come off tackle. They did pick up a couple yards, but boy, if you can kind of just slow this offense down, that's huge.
2.8 inches of rain sitting in the sitting inside and enjoying the game.
Much welcome rain if we just can only keep it off the field.
Patty Chance checking in. She's listening in tonight. We want to hear from you. 641-799-1437. Send us a text. Here comes a little counter reverse by the Falcons. On his way across the 30-yard line, the first down once again. Boy, they've got that counter play down, Dan. And Albia's defense gets going one direction. It's hard to reverse once you get your body going one way on this field.
It is, you know, and I think that's just, again, where the coaches will have to really work with them in terms of getting their spots and making sure they plug that hole. Don't allow that counter to come through where you've got, we're putting 8-9 guys right on the line of scrimmage. So, I mean, we're manning up to it. We do have actually a Loaiza Muscatine player down with a slight injury there. He's holding his left leg. The physicians or the attendants are taking
scores,
attending to him right now.
Well, let's go back to the Friday Night Light studio and get a quick scoring update while they work on the injured player, Jay Mill. Give us a scoring update.
All right, let's take a look at scores because Lamoni has scored on Twin Cedars. It's now 12-10, but Twin Cedars on top of Lamoni. Wayne and Murray going at it. Murray currently leads Wayne 24-22. HLV Victor on top of Grandview Park Baptist 34-0. Iowa City Regina leads Tipton 15-6. And it's Clayton Ridge Guttenberg on top of Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont 20-0. St. Albert Council Bluffs on top of Pella Christian 20-0. And now at the halftime break, Mediapolis leads PCM of Monroe 21-0. Bonnerant Farrar leads by a touchdown over West Liberty 28-21. Let's go back live.
Ten on the counter.
Here's another counter play. Kemp with the football out across the 30 to the 35 yard line. A gain of about four on the play. 26 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Albia with a slight lead here, 7-6. The Falcons with the football, a gain of 5 yards for the Falcons. And
Brandon Tomer was the injured player that went off the leading rusher for Muscatine Falcons. So that will turn the duties over to Blake Kemp now. And then we've seen him certainly torch us and do a pretty good job. So we'll see what we can do against just one less tailback.
Last play of this first quarter on his way across the 45-yard line. I'll tell you what, he's a big boy, guys, to bring down. Not real fast, but big number 30 rumbling down the field, Ryan Crawford. And Isley comes up with a stop, but not until the Falcons move the chains once again out to the 47-yard line of the Loaiza Muscatine. And that will be the final play of this first quarter. After one quarter of play, this opening of the playoffs 2013, Albia Trails are out in front 7-6. We'll be right back with your second quarter. Don't go anywhere.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
This is TV13's Keith Murphy. Let's get back to Friday Night Lights on Fonder Country.
Murphy just said Fonder Country?
I know, Andy. That's the way you say it.
I think it's Thunder Country.
Oh, Fonder! It sounds bigger, and this is a big show.
But this is Southern Iowa, and I think they talk more like Coup d'Etat down there. Thunder.
Let's just get back to the show. Here's Jason, Dan, and Big T.
For the second quarter we go. Albia out in front 7-6 here. Falcons with the football near midfield. Here's the little quarterback keeper over the left side and upset and brought down. Osing with the stop for the Blue Demons as the quarterback Austin Bowling on the carry. Gain of about four. And that will set the ball right down on the midfield stripe. Let's go down to the sidelines. Big T and T at the quarter break. What was the team talking about?
Well, you know, you got to play the elements.
Wireless,
you know, too. You got to dig in. Just shoot the gaps on this, you know, on these guys, and hopefully good things will happen here.
Big T on the wireless, too, Mike, here in this rain-drenched football field. Ironman Field, now known as Ironman Pond. Here's a carry over the right side, a gain of about a yard into Albia territory, down to the 49 of the Blue Demons. Dan, they've been running the football right at us and doing a great job.
And that's just their style. That's the way they do. You know, you don't put up the yardage and the points that they've done all year long, you know, for nothing, and it's just because they do. They bring all 11.
All right. Well, we lost our feed from the stadium. We'll get that reconnected here in just a little bit. Let's get you caught up on scores where it is.
Take advantage of that.
And now you're back, guys. Go ahead. Take it away.
Yeah, penalty on the play by on the Loaiza Muscatines. Dan was just saying that legal.
I did some of my best work, actually.
Yeah, you did. You were giving the winners to the, tomorrow night's Powerball winners were given out. Dan got a little tip from Nostradamus, but here's a fumble on the play, and the Falcons are going to recover. This is going to bring a fourth down here. A big defensive stop here for the Bloomington defense, Christian, this time for Albion.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I mean, once you get a stop here, and we got the momentum going on to our side, scoring that last touchdown, and the defense coming up, making a big stop here, forcing a fourth and 11 in a punting situation. I think something good's going to come after this. Just watch for this punt return.
You know, just before that third down, too, as you were saying, Jason, we did have a penalty on Loaiza Muscatine for an illegal substitution. So instead of a third and five situation, it was third and third and six. It was third and 11, and then the fumble on the play there lost a couple yards, so it brings up fourth and about 13. And so an obvious punt situation with the ball on Loaiza Muscatine's own 44-yard line. We have both Shadow Leshen.
Well, looks like coming in. You know, that's something we didn't see in the first quarter. No. I think those are the first two flags of the ball game have come here on back-to-back plays here. 10:06 to go in the first half. Albion out in front, 7-6. The Falcons scored first. Took an early 6-0 lead on the Blue Demons. The fumble, which you would expect on a... This is not... No, you can no longer call this a rain-drenched field. This is a swamp.
Blake Bear and Shadow Leshen are at their own 30-yard line to receive the punt.
Here comes a high punt, short punt.
Get out of the way, clear.
And it bounces at the 40-yard line and will be brought down at the 37. Now, Albion's offense will come back off onto the field. Boy, Jimmy, real impressive drive last time by this Albion offense. They found the ingredient, and that is go to Sergeant Schultz.
Yeah, well, why not? I mean, the Sergeant, when he gets in charge, he takes care of business, you know, and props to the offensive linemen because they're figuring something out, you know. They're playing a tough team. Let's give credit, you know, credit's due. That team's tough, Jason, from Muscatine, and it's a battle. It's going to be a battle all night long, but keep coming up the middle like both squads are doing.
And that's what you're going to have to do here. I still think there's an opportunity for this Blue Demon squad to kind of air it out once in a while because Brett's that good and the receivers are that good. But we certainly have more dimensions to our offense if we get kind of comfortable in the set.
Albion with the football. 7-6 Blue Demon lead, 9:55 to go here in the first half. Again, the power eye for the Blue Demons. Schultz with the handoff across the 40-yard line, still fighting forward across 45. Has one man to beat, drags two defenders downfield. Alex Schultz came through that that initial line, had two guys on him, got rid of those two guys, and then had an open field.
First
slipped up
bank.
A little bit, and then they grabbed onto him, Dan, and it was a rodeo because he was going to carry him downfield.
It was just does a nice job of keeping his balance and his feet moving so he doesn't come down. He doesn't give up on the play until he hears that whistle, and he's oftentimes able to escape the initial contact and what is really a pretty good-looking tackle for the defender. But he's just so strong, he keeps fighting through it and is able to get through and get that first Iowa State first down.
First and 10 for the Blue Demons into Falcon territory. Here's a handoff. Osing with it. This time brought down into a little to no game. And let's run quickly back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill gives the scoring update.
Keeping you guys on live. Oskaloosa Centerville still tied at 7, where Andrew Landgrave, the number one running back, is injured. So is Nate Van Veldhuizen. So is Wissey. That leaves Jared Pace in the backfield right now, where they're tied with Centerville 7-7 at halftime. Back to you.
Second down, let's call it 9 for the Blue Demons. Here's a handoff, Schultz again. Fighting forward, still pushing forward. Gets a gain of 3, maybe 4 yards on the carry, Dan. But those are just really hard yards in there. And Alex Schultz, a man amongst boys, most guys would be stuck in the backfield.
Yeah, very much so. And he's able just to fight through. And it's not the best conditions, obviously, to be pushing and to push the pile. But he's able to get his cleats dug in and really gets good footwork and gets it moving. Also seeing in here, just a little sub in here, Hunter McInnich is going into the backside guard position where Karen Judge normally occupies.
Here's the bootleg. Leshen with it over the right side, across the 40, inside the 35-yard line, has the first down. Move those chains. The Blue Demons on the march here. 8:30 to go, first half. Albion out front, 7-6. Beautiful fake there by Brett Leshen. That was set up by the constant pounding in the middle of the field.
You know, that's a way to go and get it. Get going on it and get the play to work like that with Brett Leshen keeping that bootleg. What I really like too is oftentimes he'll try to fight for those extra few yards on conditions like tonight. It's good just to go ahead and take that out of bounds right now. We don't need him going at it. He has been banged up just a shade, and so I really like that play getting out of bounds, and instead of getting the extra 2 yards, we already got the first Iowa State first down, so just keep going.
Albion with the football inside the 35 of the Falcons. Again, here's Schultz. Schultz hitting the backfield, fighting forward, still moving forward, pushes people downfield, and Jimmy, that is unbelievable.
I'm sorry, my mic went out, man. I tell you, that's electrifying right there. He does not give up. That is a battle right there, Big.
3-4 white jerseys on him at the same time, Dan, and he just pushed people around, and it looked like a certain stop for little to no gain. He turns that into 6 yards on first down. Albion with the football, second down, let's call it 4, from the 25-yard line of the Falcons. 7:55 to go here. First half, Albion out in front, 7-6. Again. Here's a bootleg. Leshit tries to get to the corner. Has a lead blocker. Inside the 30, 25, 10, 5. Touchdown, Albion. The Jet Leshit takes it in for a touchdown. Touchdown, Albion.
Matt Baker had a nice kick out block downfield, and Brett read it perfectly and cut back inside. Nice job out of your slot back to go out and lead block and set that up. And, of course, Brett the Jet can get it in if you give him an opportunity.
Brett the Falcons with the football. Another counter there. Running with it and brought down again. Kemp with the carry and Bryce Leshin with a big time ton of brick hits brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery, but not until a gain of about 6 yards on that first down counter play by the Falcons.
Jason got another sports-related note that just handed to us from Dave Paxton from the Albion newspaper, publisher of Albion newspaper. The boys' cross-country ratings just came out, and Albion is rated 8th in cross-country. That's the highest ranking ever out of the Blue Demon squad.
History made on the gridiron and also on the cross-country course, says the boys' team getting the highest ranking in school history. Congratulations, Coach Ratliff, and the both the boys and girls cross-country teams having outstanding season, and I know they're looking to make some noise on Saturday.
Yep.
Falcons with the first down carry. Lots of texts coming in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Darren Wallace and family listening in, saying hello, Mecca. Hello, Mecca, from Darren.
Brandon Tomer, the lead tailback, is back in the game, so he is recovered from his little ankle injury there.
Here's another counter play and running with it out across the 40 on his feet to the 44-yard line, a gain of about 6 yards. And that, again, the Falcons with that counter play, Jimmy, it really gets the defense going one direction on a slick field. It's hard to make those quick adjustments, which we're usually able to do.
Good hard run by Tomer there. Nice open field tackle there by Hunter Weldon, again, who's had a really good start to the game for the Blue Demon defense.
Shawls and Stofas, go Big Blue. Here's another handoff straight ahead this time, and a little to no gain on the play. The quarterback kept it on that play, and that's going to bring a third down and 3 here. The defense, once again, is back against the wall as the Falcons move the ball out to the 45-yard line. Third down, 3 play here. Jimmy, we just went down to you, buddy, but this defense, in spite of a difficult field, doing a really pretty good job here in big plays. Here's a handoff running straight ahead, and this one's going to be very, very close. We'll have to get T lined up down there. T on the wireless 3 mic. Going to run wireless down the sideline.
Wireless 2.
Do you have your skis on, buddy? Jimmy pulling you?
Not sure what's going on there.
Boat.
Fourth down and about a yard. Looks like they're not even going to measure here, T.
Great.
going to be just short. Obviously, this strong. No, they are going to, it looks like, take a measurement here. Going to double check and want to make sure they get it right here. Do get the stats handed to us here from that first quarter. And, you know, Blake Kemp comes in and had that one big run there to start the first quarter. He has 109 yards already rushing. So, you know, he's got 1,000 on the season. He's added another 109 to his total. Tomer, who gets about 200 yards a game or better, is actually only at 28 so far. So he's well below his average, if you will, on a quarter basis. But certainly we've seen a lot of good things out of him. So we'll see if we can contain him. Again, last week, Minneapolis, as T reported, only had 11 carries. For about 60 yards, I think it was, rushing. So the Meepo was able to kind of control him and shut him down, which made that game very much in Minneapolis' favor in a 35-20 win.
Got Jeff McDonald checking in from Chicago, listening in. Ryan Hannum listening in from West Des Moines. First-time caller, long-time listener. Here's the Falcons going for it, and they're going to have the first down into Albion territory all the way down to the 38-yard line. And the Falcons will move the chain and keep their drive alive here as we wind down the final 5 minutes of this first half. Albion out in front, 14-6.
Bossert and Isley, both of the interior linemen, actually chasing him down, did a nice job getting down there to make that tackle. But, again, it was a first down for the Falcons from Loaiza Muscatine.
Luke Bossert, number 23, sitting here with Grandma and Grandpa Sinnott. Glad to have you along, Luke. Here's the handoff over the right side, a counterplay once again. And a big-time carry. Boy, that counterplay really working well for him, Big C. They have got that one worked to an art.
Oh, my goodness, do they. I mean, those guys are just blocking terrific. I mean, you can see these. Looks like they're even pulling maybe a guard on that. I'm not for sure, but it looks like they're pulling a guard, and he's closing out someone there, and the guy just goes upfield.
Second down three for the Falcons. Again, here comes the counterplay, the opposite side this time. Running with it, big number 26, that's Tomer. And he's going to be close to the first down marker. Tim, you're getting a workout tonight, buddy. Lots of close first down calls here.
Yeah, I think we're just short on this one.
You know, we haven't talked a whole lot. You know, the up front, you know, they do have a very strong blocking scheme going, but they have some big linemen up there. 68 is one of the tackles. He's 280, 6'4", 280 pounds, so he's a big guy leading out there for him. We've already mentioned the fullback at 250 pounds, Crawford, so he does a good job paving the way as well.
How about this one? This text coming in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line is, we'll get the measurement down there, Jimmy Pontoon Summers and T Tugboat Bates. Love you, baby. Got Aaron Jones listening in from Coralville. People all over the place listening in tonight. Want to hear from you. 641-799-1437 on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Dave Clark is checking in. Listening in all the way down in Casa Grande, Arizona. Dave, I doubt if it's that's a little bit warmer and a lot drier.
Yes.
Third down short here for the Falcons. A fumble, or no flag on the play. Looked like maybe a fumble as well. But procedural penalty on the Falcons. Falcons with the football. Albion with a 14-6 lead. 4:11 to go in the first half. After the 5-yard mark off, the Falcons will have it.
Third and about six.
Yep.
Certainly an opportunity for the Blue Demons to try to see if they can stop them here on this third down play. The penalties, like I say, haven't been very often. This is, I think, just the second one. The first one caused a long force situation, so that forced them to punt. Maybe we can induce a short. Looking like they're marking four, loss of down, but I don't think that's right.
Yeah, it still should be third down and six. Look at that fixed down.
Yeah.
Albia FFA checking in from Louisville, Kentucky at the convention.
Oh, yes, that's right. National convention down in Louisville. That's always a wonderful time for the FFA students.
Third down and six for the Falcons. What?
I think they're going to mark it as fourth. What?
You hear that? What is that?
Is that Johnny?
I could hear
we
something.
We are home. He might be thinking since we're home, he has more of an impact.
Finally got it right, I think, on third down.
Yeah.
But actually, I think they lost it down on the penalty. So I think it would have been a third down, but I think Johnny's he's even lost on this play.
Now, I'm not sure what the call is here.
I don't know how you penalty and lose down. I'll take it.
It is third down, guys.
Yeah. I think I saw Coach waving his hands like, yeah, you don't have to explain it to me. I know it's not a loss of down, and he's not going to argue or challenge or anything because he knows it's the right thing to do. So took him a little while, but the cold weather gets the brain going weird sometimes. So it is third down, Johnny.
The Pattons check in. They say go Big Blue. Chris Whitson loving it. Keep it up. Good go Big Blue. Rich and Joe Reynolds watching Duck Dynasty and listening to Radio Dynasty.
There we go.
Third down and 6-4 the Falcons. Here comes a counter play once again. Kemp with it on his way inside the 30, close to the first down. Marker's going to have the first down, and that'll move the chains as the Falcons are on the march here. 3:56 to go in the first half. Albion out in front 14-6. Let's get a quick scoring update back at the Friday Night Lights studio.
All right, guys, leaving you on live so we don't miss any action. The Third Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board. We've got some games coming out of halftime break where Pekin leads at the half. Lone Tree 36-0, and Eddieville Blakesburg is down right now coming into the third quarter where the score is 20-0. Also, Davis County trails 16-0 to Mid Prairie Wellman. Back to you.
Here's the counter play over the left side. Gained of about 3 yards. I'm going to say about two.
Big fullback Crawford on there. Saw Carter Isley coming in. We're hitting hard there. And that's the one thing, too. We've seen Bryce Leshen hit a few times here on some tackles, and Carter Isley's doing a real good job once again, second game in the season. Over time, you know, those hard hits, the way this defense plays really wears a team down, and they just keep staying the course, keep wearing the team. That will come around for them as we get into that second half.
Second down long here. Running straight ahead, Tomer inside the 20-yard line, a gain of about four on that third down carry. T, real important right here for this Blue Demon defense to come up with a stop. You want to take all that momentum going into the second half, which has been real big for the Blue Demons.
It has, you know, and they just really need to dig their heels in here, which we're in no doubt probably four down territory where we're at right now. But
good point there, T. Like I said, doesn't look like they have much of a kicking game, so they're going to go for it no matter what. Handoff comes, a little pitch there, comes to the near side. Looks like Tomer again on that on a quick pitch coming around. Very close to that first down, but maybe a yard, yard and a half short. Puts the ball on about the 17.
I got a text coming in here, and I think this is a... I hope Schofield has his own room at FFA convention. Nobody will get any sleep with a chainsaw running all night.
I don't think they were supposed to bring their shop projects down there.
Yeah, no, and he is a buzzsaw, His snoring is second to none. Fourth down and short here. Yeah, quarterback's going to keep it. He hands it off, running straight ahead. Very close to the first down marker. It's going to be really close. Let's get T down on the sidelines.
It depends on the mark, fellas. But I think they're short.
Boy, the official on the near side, T, looks like he's kind of showing that it may be short. But, turned over.
Yep.
Nice stop by the Blue Demons. Good job.
Big-time stop by that Blue Demon defense. A turnover downs, and Alvia's offense comes back on the field here, guys. And a scoring answer to that drive right there would give Alvia all the momentum going into that second half.
Really need it. You know, we did receive to start the game, so the second half, the Falcons will start with it. So, to have a two-touchdown lead would be huge coming into that second half of play.
Well, Alvia with
the gong work.
John Flattery, who was up in the First Christian Church bell tower last week. Here's the handoff. Quarterback's going to keep it. Running with it is Leshen, trying to get to the corner and tripped up. Good job by the Falcon defense stretching that out.
Ryan Romanco out there lead blocking, trying to do a good job sealing off the block, and just a little misdirection there. Brett and he weren't on the same page on the block, but otherwise that Brett might have been able to get there. But a good pursuit by the Falcons getting to play, but picked up of about a yard and a half yard. So brings up second and nine.
Chelsea and Kyle Bachman checking in. They're cuddling up at home with Ruger, listening to the ball game. Not in the locomotive in the north end zone tonight.
Oh, sad, sad night.
1:39 to go. Here comes a handoff. Schultz over the right side, fighting forward. Side stamps the defender, spins, and goes out across the 25 to the 26, 27-yard line. It's going to bring up third down, and let's call it four for the Blue Demons here.
Clock continues around minute 20 in the first half here. Again, the Blue Demons have a 14 to 6 lead here, but with a minute 18 now, clock running. It should be nice to get a score, as you said, Jason, before half, to take a commanding lead going into the second half.
14-6 Blue Demons, third down and one. Spotted him down at the...
great spot.
Yeah. Counter eye formation. Schultz with the carry, has the first down. Nice. A lot closer than I thought.
Yeah, the spot may not be as good as it looked. The initial surge looked good enough. Yep, official white hat's first marking down. That is a first down. So one more first Iowa State first down in the first half here.
Albia with a minute to go on the clock. They'll start the clock once they get the chain set. 14-6 Blue Demons. Ball at the 27-yard line. Leshen brings the play from the sidelines. Of course, we're going to have all the scores from tonight's playoff contest. And your Cindy's Beauty Hut beautiful play of the first half. And your impact player of the first half. Here's Schultz with it. Across the 30, fights forward out to the 32, 33-yard line. 40 seconds and counting, and Albie's going to call a timeout. And that'll bring up second down and five here. Let's real quickly run back to that Friday Night Lights studio and get a quick scoring update. Jay Mill back on the board. Get us an update.
Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic makes it easier for you to connect with the healing touch you know and trust by offering extensive appointment options. We have extended evening and weekend hours and offer same-day appointments for most of your medical needs. Call 641-932-7172 or request your appointment online at mchalbia.com. Make your appointment today with Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic for the healing touch you know and trust.
Take it.
14-6 Albia after the timeout. Final 38 seconds of this first half. And, Jimmy, I'll tell you what. Both teams have been able to move the ball up and down the field. Albia's defense has played well, but both teams able to run the football against each other.
You know, I'm very impressed with both teams. I mean, they, coming here with the situation, with the field being terrible like it is, and they're finding a way, and that's why the score is so tight, 14-6. But it's a playoff game. It should be this way.
Blue Demons after that timeout. Again, have two timeouts left in the first half here. So with 39 seconds, hopefully he'll get a few more plays off.
Eugen splits to the right side. Leshen rolls back, has time, plants Loses flag, it up in the air, flag. And the flag on the play, but I think that's going to be holding on the Falcons.
The pass was intended for, was that Christian Palace?
Matt Baker.
Oh. And it looks like a flag on the far side there. That was on Matt Baker. There we go.
Yeah, it's going to be holding. Well, I'll tell you what, we've seen that a lot this year where the defenders will grab on to Zach Eugen to try to slow him down. That time the call comes in. That's a big-time penalty right there, Christian. That gives Albie a break here. Clock stops. Moves him 15 yards downfield.
That's right. Brings them more downfield and more chance to score here. And also great points. Stops the clock for them.
Albie with the football. Ball out to the 43-yard line. Well, you can see how hard that ball is to grasp, Dan. Brett threw that, but tough one to come up with.
Yeah, it was. That ball was not coming out very good, and it almost was intercepted. So very fortunate opportunity for the Blue Demons to get the penalty.
Baker splits it on the near side. Eugen to the right side. Here's a little screen pass. It's up and incomplete. Well defended by the Falcons. They read that one, Dan.
Yeah, they did. It really didn't develop as well as you would have liked. Zach was coming across there, and he had two defenders on him, so it made it very tough to even think that they were going to get that successfully off. I like it as a short play. Not a bad concept, not a bad idea, but boy, Louisa Muscatine wasn't biting on it. And that's not a play we've ran, so it's not like they could have scouted that out on us.
Second down, 10. For the Blue Demons, 28 seconds to go here. Albie out in front, 14-6 here in the first half. Rain delay start to the ball game. Leshen, fake handoff, rolls to the right side. Looking down the field, plants, throws it across his body. It's complete, and coming up with the catch is Osing.
First down.
How about that? Griffin Osing. Boy, I'll tell you what, guys. He looked like a big-time receiver on the outside. He stretched out, grabbed up there in the air, and held on to it, Dan. That was a tough catch there by Osing.
Tough catch and a tough throw by Brett to come across his body there as he was being chased heavily coming over the right side. Saw Griffin Osing wide open across the middle and then get it back there. And Griffin, again, has got very good hands. And so if it's close, just like Zach Eugen, if it's close, he's going to go out and get it for his quarterback there and do it for his team. A nice job. And Blue Demons do call timeout, their second one of the half. With just under 20 seconds left, Blue Demons have a 14-6 lead. The ball at the Muscatine, Louisa Muscatine 47-yard line. So quite a ways to go, but this offense is very capable of scoring quickly and getting points up.
Got all kinds of texts coming in. Listeners all over the country checking in from Chicago to California, Arizona. At home watching the Redbirds choke and listening to Blue Demon football. Go Big Blue. Brandon, Kara, Drake Tomlin checking in, listening tonight. And Ora, Big Blue from Sergeant Schultz Fan Club, Mesa, Arizona chapter.
Blue Demons will come back in, getting a play call there, getting everything squared away. Again, with 20 seconds left in the half, want to make sure they know what they're going to do with this play and or possibly another quick play after that if possible. Try to set up as many opportunities as they can to get in the end zone.
Well, you can throw the ball underneath here, Jimmy. You know, and they're playing prevent defense here, but you know, one-on-one coverage with the receiver underneath.
Hey, we have a Zach attack.
Yeah.
That's it.
Leshen rolls back. Throws it up and intercepted going the other way is the Falcons. Out across the 45 to midfield, and Brett Leshen comes up with a big-time hit to save the touchdown for the Falcons. With 10 seconds to go, the Falcons will take over from the Albia 46-yard line.
That was just kind of a touch pass. They were trying to throw right over to Griffin Osing, figuring they wouldn't spot him coming out of the backfield. And it was a nice design play. It just came throws a little underthrown there, and again, that has to do with the field conditions, not getting a strong enough grip on it. And a good read by the defense to jump on that. So the Wiser will have it with 10 seconds. We'll see if they're going to try to punch one in real quick or what they'd like to do.
Falcons will come under center. Counter reverse, and running with the football is Tomer. Tomer will be brought down as he gets inside the 45 to about the 43-yard line. And the Falcons will call timeout. Final 3 seconds of this first half.
Griffin Osing on a nice stop there, read that play all the way, didn't get fooled by the sweep to the right. He saw the reverse coming back his way and did a nice open field tackle on Tomer. Even though they got 4 yards, it's still a long ways to go to the end zone with only 3 seconds left in the first half.
Scores at the break.
We'll have all your scoring updates from all the contests that you can listen to right here at KICRadio.com. And, of course, all the playoff action around Southern Iowa. Yeah.
You know, exciting night for a lot of teams in our listening area. This is where your dreams and goals either start to continue to develop or some will be vanquished here as the night rolls on. So we'll be excited to hear those. And lots of tumultuous times. You know, we've already heard Oskaloosa's running on their fourth tailback, and so lots of things going on there with different games in their area.
3 seconds left here. Falcons with the football at the Albia 43-yard line. Tomer goes in motion. Quarterback rolling to the left side. Plants throws it left-handed downfield and nearly intercepted. Luke Sarver with a diving attempt. Nearly
Hunter,
got the
Hunter Weldon.
Hunter Weldon. Yep. Why not? He's had a big first half. And that will be the final play of this first half. One half in the books. Opening round of playoff 2013. Albie will take a halftime lead of 14-6. We'll go back to the Friday Night Live studio and get you a scoring update and come back here with your Cindy's Beauty Hut beautiful play of the first half. And your Eagles Club impact player of this first half. Back to the Friday Night Lights studio with a scoring update.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. It is 14-6 here on 96.7 FM. We'll get you all caught up on all your scores from the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board in the Friday Night Lights studio at Broadcast Central. And yes, more rain is on the way and more thunderstorms developing off to the west as well. Especially Madison County is getting hit with some thunderstorms as we speak. Let's take a look at the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board before we get back to Cindy's Beauty Hut beautiful play of the first half. The game to watch, ladies and gentlemen, right now is Oskaloosa at home against Centerville. Several injuries for the Indians in this one, including Andrew Landgrebe, who gets anywhere from 150 to 250 yards per game. Oskaloosa and Centerville are tied at 7. In the third quarter, this was a 7 o'clock tip-off against Centerville, 4-5, a losing record on the season, goes up to Oski. Oskaloosa 6-3 with losses to Grinnell, Pella, Indianola, and they are tied at 7 apiece. We'll keep an eye on that one. All right, some other scores in Class 3A. We'll stay in 3A here. Pella 9-0 on the season, leads at the halftime break to Fairfield, 35-14, the Dutch. At the half, it's Norwalk 14, Williamsburg 3 at the half. Norwalk leads in a little bit of a surprise here against Williamsburg. Williamsburg hosting this ball game again. Norwalk 5-4, leads a 7-2 Williamsburg team at the half, 14-3, and a little bit of a surprise there. Also, Washington on top of Carlisle, and the Friday Night Lights big board's getting an update right now. It's now 49-8, Washington on top of Carlisle. All right, let's move up to Class 4A next. Some scores are coming in. Ames just scored on Indianola. It's now 52-7 in the third quarter. And Urbandale on top of Ankeny, 31-6 in the third quarter. Johnston trails Sioux City East, 21-7. And it's Sioux City North trailing at the halftime break to Valley. Valley all over Sioux City North, 41-7 at the half. Iowa City Regina at the half only leads by 8 on top of Tipton. Or is, yeah, that's 8, right? 15-6. Also, Eddyville Blakesburg is getting blanked by Clayton Ridge Guttenberg all the way up in northern Iowa, 20-0. That game on stream number 3 again. Clayton Ridge Guttenberg, 20. Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont, 0. Pella Christian also getting blanked by St. Albert Council Bluffs. They haven't been beaten all year, and they look to remain unbeaten as they lead Pella Christian 28-0. It's Ogden, Centerville native Garrison Carter coaching Ogden. They're 8-1 on the season. They lead Nottoway Valley by 1 point, 15-14. All right, let's move on over to Class 2A now, where Mediapolis currently leads at the halftime break on top of PCM Monroe, 21-0. Bondurant Farrar on top of West Liberty at the halftime break, 35-24. And again, Albia unbeaten on the season. At the halftime, leads Louisa Muscatine 14-6. Bondurant Farrar, by the way, just scored on the West Liberty in the third quarter. It's now 41-24, Bondurant. Mid-Prairie Wellman having their way with Davis County, 23-8. Again, remember, it's one and done here. Davis County loses, they're out. And they need to score against Mid-Prairie Wellman. This game in Wellman, it's 23-8. Mustangs trail that game on stream number 5 and also on 106.9 FM. A little bit of baseball here before we get to Class A and 8-man, where in the top of the fourth inning, the Boston Red Sox lead St. Louis at this hour 3-0. It's 3-0 Boston. Oh, they're going to change it. It's now 4-0. 4-0 in the bottom of the fourth. The big board just got changed. HLV of Victor, let's go to 8-man. HLV of Victor on top of Grandview Park Baptist 46-0 at the halftime break. And it is Wayne, as these this score has gone back and forth all night. Now Wayne back on top at halftime, 36-31. The Falcons of Wayne on top of Murray, 36-31. Adair Casey taking care of Meskwaki Settlement, 26-0 in the second quarter. And Twin Cedars now trails to Lamoni, 16-12. This is going to be an interesting game as Twin Cedars, 9-1 on the season, taking on Lamoni, 8-2. Again, Lamoni now leads 16-12 in this matchup in Bussey. All right, now Class A, where it's Montezuma at the halftime break having some Montezuma's revenge on Lisbon. It's 21-6. Montezuma Braves on top of Lisbon. Pekin leads Lone Tree at this hour in the third quarter. It's Pekin. The Panthers, 7-2 on the season. They are having their way with Lone Tree, 43-0. That game on stream number 7 at KIICradio.com. BGM of Brooklyn, unbeaten on the season, and they show why against Van Buren, where they lead 69-6. BGM on top of Van Buren. All right, those are the scores as we have them. Again, the Red Sox lead the Cardinals 4-0, and our score here on 96.7 FM has Albia unbeaten on the year, leading the Wise of Muscatine after three fumbles early on in this game, 14-6. Taking a quick look at the radar, does show some showers again continuing from about Cedar Rapids down through Montezuma, Oskaloosa, back into Sheraton and Osceola. And some heavier storms off to the west, building in Madison County, just to the west of Indianola. And those are developing and increasing in intensity. And we'll try to keep the lightning away here as we get this one underway for the third quarter coming up in just a little bit. When we come back, we'll have the Cindy's Beauty Hut beautiful play of the first half right here on Thunder Country KIIC's Friday Night Lights.
Hello, everyone. This is Ray Jenkins at Cargill Corn Milling in Eddyville. We have returned to our half-rate moisture discount, which makes it very attractive to bring wet corn out of the field directly to Cargill, and we have sharpened our basis bids as well. Please give us a call at 800-515-1105 to discuss our current bids and unloading hours as you work to finish your 2013 corn harvest.
It's 4 a.m. Deer season is here. You're headed to the woods to find that perfect buck. You've checked your trail camera's pictures and planted your food plots. Your muddy tree stand is set in just the perfect spot. Your Hoyt bow is sighted in. Blood sport arrows tipped with rages. Or maybe you have a partner crossbow all ready to go. You showered with dead downwind, washed your clothes and execute. And when the cold wind blows, you will have your heater bodysuit to...
While he's getting coach lined up here, let's get a lot of ugliness in terms of the way the rains come down, the weather start. Jimmy, you got Coach Sheets coming across here. Let's first get our Cindy's Beauty Hut beautiful play of the first half, and this play, a big play for the Blue Demons to get them the lead.
Now here's Cindy's Beauty Hut beautiful play of the first half. Let them bring out the beautiful woman in you.
Blake Bear takes the kick from the 25-yard line down the sideline, through the swamp, in through the mud. And how about that wall of blocking out here as Blake Bear got that corner turned to Christian. Albia's blue jerseys turned into a wall of blocking machines.
Good job, Pigs. Goodness, you have four guys down here. Just good one massive ball, just taking out the defenders.
That's how you play defense.
Just one tackler to break, and he would have been there. But great return and great blocks on this punt return team.
Boy, starting back where they had the ball just a minute ago on the 30, so a great spot to be.
Leshett comes under center. Counter handoff, running with his Schultz. Schultz inside the 30, fights forward, down close to the 25-yard line. A gain of 4 on the carry. Let's get a quick scoring update. Back to the Friday Night Lights studio we go.
All right, well, Pella Christian season has come to an end at the hands of St. Albert. Council Bluffs, 35-7. Carlisle season has come to an end at the hands of Washington, 49-15. And Davis County season has come to an end at the hands of Mid-Prairie Woman, 36-8. Back to you.
Watching Coach State. Looks like he's going through a pigsty, slopping the mud up there on the sidelines. He's getting
nice clothes.
Miss Staten's going to have to get the tide out. Here's Osing. Osing on his way inside the 25-yard line, a gain of about 2 or 3. Albie on the march here into Falcon territory, down to the 25-yard line. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Albie out in front, 14-6. Go Big Blue from Pat D. Rogers, checking in from Venice, Florida.
I just, you really, folks, you cannot tell us where you're from if you're in really nice climates.
Come on, make something just, up. Alaska.
Here, yeah, Anchorage. I'm at Anchorage. I'm up at Wisconsin.
It's so chilly up here, and it's just damp up here, Dan. Here's Schultz with the carry, working his way towards the first down marker, and this is going to be close again, T. You know, it just kind of, it's kind of warm up here, Tim. How's it down there, buddy?
Cold and wet.
You got the spot. They're going to bring.
Yeah, there we go.
First down for the Blue Demons. Albia continues this march as they approach the red zone here. 3:30 to go in the third quarter, 14-6 Blue Demons.
Nice hole at the line of scrimmage there for him. But, boy, as soon as he got through, the Falcons converged on him fairly quick and wasn't sure if he was going to be able to get that or not because they did a nice job closing him out. But Schultz was able to power that through and get that first down.
Leshet comes under center, counter-eye formation. Running with it is Osing. Caught in the backfield and will be brought down. A loss on the play. Boy, Jimmy, they read that one well that time, the Falcons.
Yeah, they did a great job there, Jason. You know, they're playing hard, too. I mean, they're coming at them real hard every time.
Go Big Blue. If you go to BC Moore, they have them at 4, yes. And Des Moines Register has them at 2, but we all know they are 1 from Logan and Scott Cadell from Cateville.
Yes.
We got to get a scoring update here after this play. Scores keep coming in. Zach Huguen splits out to the right side. Might be the time you see a play to Zach Huguen. Leshen under center. Hands it off to Schultz. Schultz met the backfield. Does a good job of working his way forward inside the 20-yard line. Let's go back to the Friday Night Lights studio with another quick scoring update. Jay Mill, give us that update.
Tharp Funeral Home, Friday Night Lights, big board. Oskaloosa's got it deep in the Centerville territory on the 18-yard line. They're going to try to convert on a 4th-and-1. Touchdown, Indians. It's now tied up 14-all. 14-all, Centerville, Oskaloosa. Also, one quick one. Minneapolis has eliminated PCM 21-0. Back to you.
Tight ball game, Dan.
Yep.
You can't measure scores tonight. Here's Leshen rolling back. Throws it to the flat, and it's nearly complete and then almost picked off as Sarver had to go up and chase that down. Luke Sarver. It went up over his head, and the defender, the quarterback on the other side of the field, Austin Bowling, for the Falcons, nearly got the INT.
Yeah, it was. You know, a nice try to mix it up, bring out that pass play. I like that concept. We're trying to do that. It just didn't work. Again, the conditions are such, it is tough, but I still wouldn't abandon that. I think I'd be looking to pass it when I could, when you get a chance.
A little rain and mud makes Albia tougher. Go Big Blue. Patty Chance checking in. Fourth down here for the Blue Demons. A big fourth down play. 2:02 to go here in the third quarter. Leshen rolls to the right side. Plants. Fade pattern to the end zone. Zach Huguen to the 5. Touchdown, Albia. Zach Huguen. Zach on the attack from Brett. The jet boat Leshen. Touchdown, Albia. Senator Pierce Mocker, Funeral Home. Touchdown. How about that, buddy boy?
Hey, that's just what I was saying. You know, you can't get rid of it. What I really like, Brett took an extra, like, half a second to really set his feet and make that good throw. And then you just get it near Zach Huguen. He's going to catch it. You know, I was talking to Coach Farrington over the weekend, and he said, you know, he's talking to Luke Sarver about, hey, when you're quarterbacking last week, just throw it to Zach. He makes everybody look good. And then, you know, and of course, Zach had that beautiful touchdown catch in the first half last week. And what a nice touchdown catch, which is huge right now.
By the Falcons. Out across the 30 to the 35-yard line, another gain of about 7. Albia with a 21-6 lead. 1:38 to go. Now, guys, tomorrow is Halloween, and I think we ought to have a contest where the listeners get to choose Dan Stocker's costume. I want to hear what our listening audience would like to see Dan Stocker dressed as come tomorrow night. Something really scary. And no, it can't be him as himself. Here's a pitch. Running over the right side is Kim. Kim. Caught in the backfield. Great job of stretching that out that time by the Blue Demons. Jimmy, Albie forced him to go to the sidelines and use that speed to catch up.
Well, I'm on the sidelines listening to Coach Bear talk to these guys. Jason, they're fired up. They know they got it figured out. And Coach, I mean, just the strategies guys go. I mean, Coach is coaching all the time to these boys and said, here's our ball. Go get it.
Here's the first text I get. 641-799-1437, Southern Iowa Technology text line. Counterplay by the Falcons once again. This is a first down carry out across the 40 to the 41-yard line. The Falcons on the march here. Tomer on the carry, and they'll move the chains here. Again, 641-799-1437, Southern Iowa Technology text line. Send us a text. And let us know where you're listening from, but we also want to know what costume Dan should wear tomorrow night on Halloween. Got some coming in. First and 10 for the Falcons from their own 45. Again, here's Kemp on his way out close to the midfield stripe. Gain of about 6, maybe 7 on that carry. And the Falcons continue to run that counter play, Dan. It's worked really well for them all night long.
It has, certainly. And it's, they've got a good scheme there. Now, I know you're getting these texts in, but I want you to know, too, folks. Tomorrow, 4:30 to 5:30, the merchants are going to have their own trick-or-treat on the square. I'll be up doing it. I've already got a costume for that. At 7 o'clock, the girls play volleyball at district action, and I'll be watching that and not in a costume.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I appreciate the suggestion.
This is great. The texts are coming in. I like these ideas, Jimmy. I want to hear from the guys on the sideline what they think you ought to wear. But
Tinkerbell.
The final play of this third quarter is a carry out across midfield. So the Falcons, when they open the fourth and final quarter, they'll find themselves trailing 21-6. Your score after three quarters. We'll come right back. You're listening to the playoffs right here on your sports leader, KIC.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Touchdown at Summers Car Credit! Yeah! We're scoring touchdowns at Summers Car Credit! Come get you a touchdown at Summers Car Credit in Oskaloosa! We're offering great deals on wheels with low in-house financing, terms to fit your budget, low interest! I'm telling you, folks, we're scoring it big here at Summers Car Credit! So come get you some! That's right, get you some at Summers Car Credit! 911 Avenue West in Oskaloosa!
Go! Scary. The text I got coming in here. I want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line as we open this fourth and final quarter. 641-799-1437. What would make your Halloween a thriller if you saw Dan Stocker in that costume that you dreamt up for Dan Stocker? We want to hear from you. Falcons open up the fourth quarter with the first down carry. Here's another counter play. Running with, gets to the corner, has one man to beat. Blake Bear and Chase at the 30, 25, 20, on his way inside the 15, 10, and down at the 7-yard line. Is that Hunter Weldon
Hunter Weldon. Hunter Weldon, Shadow Leshen.
Wow, a touchdown-saving tackle there again by Hunter Weldon. And, Jimmy, you know, they've went to that all night long. You could see a big play coming, but that time they were able to get that corner turn, and now the Falcons knocking on the door.
What a great, I hate to say it for them, a great play, you know, but, I mean, we got to stop that. I mean, it's there, and we just got to be out there and keep containment, you know.
Oh, my gosh. I got to get these texts, but right now fumble. The Falcons, a fumble on the plates, on the ground. Looks like they're going to come up with it. But let's start here. I've got the first one I got come in. It's Chewbacca or Bigfoot. Now, that's appropriate.
That's size appropriate. That's good.
PC that says The Little Mermaid, Miley Cyrus.
But I can't twerk. I'll pull something.
A pink tutu. That would be the great.
Can I borrow yours?
I'm going to be using it, bud. Herky the Hawk.
Oh, that hurts.
Tinkerbell.
You already said Herky the Hawk.
Here comes the counterplay. Ran straight ahead. It's Tomer with the carry inside the 10. A gain of about 2 on second down after the loss on the fumble. That's going to bring up third down, goal to go from the 9-yard line. 10:50 to go here in the ball game. Albie with a 21-6 lead over the Wise of Muscatine in this opening round of playoff football.
I had one text to say an insurance salesman, but I don't know if I can fit in a small suit.
Yeah. Here comes the counter play. This time well read by the Blue Demons and brought down, little or no gain. That time the defense swallowed up, Big C.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're stepping up. I mean, it's go time right now. They're in their end zone. They're ready to go. They're pumped up. They're ready to make the stop. This is game time situation. This is a winning or losing right here.
Fourth down, and let's call it goal to go from the 8-yard line. 10:15 to go here in the ballgame. Albie with a 21-6 lead. Let's get to some more. The Falcons call timeout. I want to get to – there's John on the dreaded gong.
The fourth down play.
Those who are joining us tonight and didn't listen last week, John Flattery on the Friday Night Lights Scoop and Loop Treasure Hunt.
We tried to control
the First Christian Church. We said, ring the bell on third downs. Well, no, all night long in big moments for the Blue Demons, like when it was goal to go or on
That's
a penalty.
Right. The
Oh man, that was a long night of Jack and Johnny in the bell tower.
But I always wonder if you know God would care about that.
I know. Chief Andrews did care about it.
Yes, he did. He was up there earlier looking for Johnny.
Bill Moorhead says he's checking in from Polk
nice.
City.
Hi, Bill.
May live in North Polk Country, but bleed blue, big blue. Dan is a perfect Tinkerbell. Couldn't agree anymore.
Don't care.
What? God doesn't
God
care?
God don't care.
Oh,
that's just wrong, Johnny. Here we are. Trips out to the near side of the field. Falcons rolling to the right side. Throws it across his body towards the end zone. Incomplete on the defense with a big stand
Woo!
Right there. Jimmy, that's
Boom.
A big-time stand by this Blue Demon defense. They had
that's how you do it.
They had a goal to go, the Falcons did, from the 70-yard line, but the bend-but-don't-break defense comes through for the Blue Demons.
Wow. That's a red zone is just tough, dude. I tell you, we play some tough defense there. we need that big stop.
Great coverage on the defense there, right on top of that receiver. The throw, the only way the quarterback could go, he had to throw it right to the pylon, and it was either going to be caught or not. But is that the shoelaces? Wet field, wet ball. It's not going to get caught. Blue Demons have the ball, take it over on downs on the 8-yard line, and that's where they'll start this drive. And 10 minutes left in the game, see if we can't get one more score.
Worked.
Oh, it did.
it did,
Johnny.
Well,
you keep that gong going. Yes, it did. You the man.
the tall purple dinosaur, Barney.
Barney.
That is what they have. We want to hear from you, 641-799-1437 on the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
Schultz on the first down carry over the left side, picks up 3 hard yards.
We want to hear what you believe Dan Stocker should wear tomorrow night on Halloween. Right now, it's 21-6 Albion with the lead. Blue Demons trying to continue their dream season, undefeated on the year. Here's the fake handoff. Running with it is Leshen over the right side, met by the Falcons as he gets across the 10 out to the 12, 13-yard line.
Scores when you can.
This Falcon defense, Dan, has really been tough all night long.
Oh, it is. You know, and it's, again, it comes from a very tough district they do, and as they come in here from District 5, and so you know they're going to be able to bring a good game. It's a very good, well-coached team, well-played team, lots of big, strong players, quick players. So far, you know, the Blue Demons have been able to stay a step ahead of them here with that 21-6 lead and the ball, and the clock continues to run on a third down play.
Third down here. Here's a pitch to Schultz over the right side. Has some running room. Gets a lead block. And runs out across the 20-yard line to the 21, 22-yard line. That'll be a first down for the Blue Demons.
What patience on his running. You know, in this type of game, you think you get a little amped up. He's following those lead blockers. And then when it gets really tight, he puts a hand on Nick Yarkowski. He's out there lead blocking for him and finds the seam to get not only the first down, but big yards after that. Puts the ball on the 21-yard line. So really getting it out of that end zone, which is a great place to keep moving north and to score one more goal towards the goalpost here, to the scoreboard here.
I want to give a shout-out to our Falcon fans. I've got a couple of texts coming in. They're listening in tonight, and we're glad to have them along.
Oh.
Love the one-sided commentary. Ryland Crawford's dad checking in. Well, we are glad to have you along, and yes, we are very biased here. We make no exception of it. We are really respectful of your quality football team and your program, but we're a little goofy here. We do enjoy our Blue Demon football team and program and try to have fun on most Friday nights. But glad to have you along and listening in on the KIC stream. Second down and 8 here. Albion with a 21-6 lead, 8:13 to go here in the ball game. A drenched football field. Once was Ironman Field, has become Ironman Lake. Second down here for the Blue Demons at the 23-yard line of Albion. Here comes a pitch. Schultz trying to get to the right side, get the kickout block. Some lead blocks across the 30 out to the 33, 34-yard line, and that will move the chains once again. And, boy, Jimmy, you can see those lead blockers get out there and really move people around on that outside edge.
Did you happen to see who number one lead blocker was? It was our quarterback. It's like Leshen flies around there.
Scores
he's lead blocking.
We'll get a scoring update here after this next play, but I've got the Smurfette.
Oh, jeez.
The banker from as a banker. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a stretch.
And how about this one? Ed Podolak. Buddy boy.
Schultz on the quick pitch to the right. Goes over immediately, wow, Matt, behind the line of scrimmage. That? And the players flying all over the place. A loss of 2 yards on the play.
Is that the quarterback for the Falcons 18? That just did a somersault out there trying to make the tackle? It sure was. Great effort out there by number 18, Austin Boland.
Yep. 5'7", 155. D-back on the defensive side. Quarterback on the offensive side.
Oompa Loompa. That's a good one.
And I like that movie, so that's I could do that one. I could do it more of like a Tim Conway type motif where I've got the stage, you know, where I shorten my legs up.
This is a good one.
Dorf.
Michael Jackson. No doubt. He got to see him move up here. Here it comes.
Schultz
gets to the corner. Cross 40, 45, midfield. 45, 40, man to beat. 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Take it to the house. Sergeant Schultz on the touchdown. Yes. Touchdown, Albia. A Sennett Piercemacher funeral home touchdown. And the sergeant, when he hit that corner, it was a thriller down the sideline. Michael Jackson style touchdown, Albia.
And what a great run on this near side. The out-of-bounds markers are really muddy. Schultz did a great job of staying in bounds. The official's on top of it to make sure he stayed in bounds, and indeed he did. Picked up two key blocks right in front of us, Jason, at about the 45-yard line. And then from there, it was off to the races and in the end zone, and it is a...
looking down there, I can see Jimmy and Big T doing the moonwalk. Well, I see Jimmy Moonless anyway.
Yeah.
About the walk.
Breaking their dance.
27-6, the extra point to come. Here comes a snap. The kick is up. Bossard puts a boot in it, and this one is off to the right and no good. But Alex, the Sergeant Schultz, takes it to the house. Touchdown, Albia, 27-6, 6:30. Brood event. We are passionate about our Blue Demons, but we are very respectful of your program. These guys have come out, and your team has played really hard. Dan, you talk about the top-rated runner in the state we're playing tonight.
Well, and how about, you know, Tomer comes in, like I said, 2,000 yards, and then, oh yeah, Blake Kemp's got 1,000 yards. It's not exactly it's an offense that's very potent. They just bring a lot of weapons at you, and they come hard at you right up the middle, and it's up to the opposing team to find a way to slow them down.
Here's a quick pitch, trying to get to the right side is the Schultz. Sergeant Schultz brought down all the way back to the 50-yard line, a loss of 5 on the play. Let's get a quick scoring update back at the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, give us that update.
All right, Wayne currently leads Murray 68-57. Also, Twin Cedars, the last report on top of Illini, 26-16. And Pella wins tonight over Fairfield. They now go 10-0 on the season. Oskaloosa beats Centerville tonight 21-14. And Mediapolis over PCM of Monroe. It's Mediapolis and Bondurant Farrar taking on whoever wins this one versus Mid Prairie Wellman as they win tonight over Davis County. Back to you.
A clown. He's doing a good job at it now, and that I think is from one of our Falcons fans. Here's a quick handoff. Running with it is Osing. Osing straight ahead, a carry of about 14 yards. And, Jimmy, that looked like a parting of the Red Sea there as Osing had a nice big wall to run through right up the middle of the field.
The linemen have come around. You know, we're in the trenches right now. And I think the two platoon deal, you know, it does work, as you can tell right now, that the other team are playing. Muscatine, they're good. It's just that we're wearing them down.
As I said, I got an injured player out there for the Falcons. Being 10-2 on the far side there by the coaching staff.
How about People State Bank employee? she should go as Lurch from
Welcome
Adams
K-O-J-Y,
family.
Please.
Dan should go as his big brother Norm.
And, that's not my big brother.
I don't know. You should too. You two should go as Hall and Oates. Oh, jeez. Want to. Welcome in our listeners from 106.9 KOJY, and if you wonder what we're doing here, we're having a good time on this Halloween Eve. Albia out in front, 29-6, 3:40 to go in the ball game.
Aaron Bowling, number 11 for the Falcons, was the injured player, the sophomore.
Let's see here. How about SpongeBob? I got lots of – I want to hear from you. Where are you listening from, and who Dan Stocker should go as? What costume he should wear tomorrow night? 641-799-1437 on our Southern Iowa Technology text line.
Third down and 3 for the Blue Demons from the Falcon 38-yard line.
Here's Schultz with it. Working his way forward inside the 35. Has the first down. He'll move the chains here. 29-6 Albia. 3:09 to go. The Blue Demons have the first down. And Millie Vanilli is a suggestion, Dan. I kind of like that one. What do you think, Jimmy?
I'm sorry. I'm listening to the crowd. They're saying, start the bus. Start the bus.
Well, I don't know why it's warm up here. You guys, are you making squeaky noises when you run down these sidelines?
Oh, we're way beyond that.
3 minutes and counting here in the ball game. Albia with the 29-6 lead. Cher. That's a great one. Cher is a great idea.
Sonny and Cher.
Kinnick texts in. My daughter Kinnick texting in, and she says, a princess. Good choice, Kinnick. Here's Schultz with it. Hitting the backfield, gets by the defender on his feet, and this time he will be brought down after a loss of about a yard. Looked like he was going to get away from it initially, but the Falcons on that tough defense across that right side come with a stop, a loss of about two on the play.
Again, the good news is the clock continues to run here. We're almost at the two-minute mark in the fourth quarter. Again, Blue Demons up 29-6. Bad news is it brings up a second and 12 situation, so certainly a long ways to go to get that first down and to keep possession and the clock moving at the same time.
Jason as Sid and Dan as Manny in Ice Age.
Hand off to Schultz right up the middle. Nice hard run. Picks up a good 5 to 7 yards there. It's going to be depends on the spot. We'll get all the way to the 30.
Elmer Fudd. That's a good choices. We have some really intelligent listeners out there.
Be very, very quiet.
Oh, buddy, I'll tell you.
Wabbit.
Scores.
The rain has done something to us tonight. 29-6, final 1:36 here. Albia looking to move to the second round of the playoffs. We'll get a scoring update here after this play. But, guys, this is a historic moment here for the Blue Demon Nation as we're going to look to get our first playoff win in school history.
Huge. Huge step for this program. I've been knocking on that door for the last few years. Heard Brett Leshen on the bootleg to the right side.
Gets a
stiff
arm. That's
the first down.
And the flag comes in. This one's going to be a holding on Albia, but Brett the Jet Leshen got the corner. We'll wait for the flag. And while they're working on the flag, let's go back to the Friday Night Live studio and get a scoring update.
Well, Montezuma's dream season has come to an end. They've dropped their last four games as they lose to Lisbon 26-21. That means it'll be a Pecan Panther-Lisbon matchup. And we're planning on carrying that game live on 106.9 FM on Monday night. Pecan versus Lisbon on 106.9. We'll get that finalized here coming up here in the next couple of hours, and we'll get you all caught up on all the scores coming up in just a little bit, gentlemen.
Oh, I love it.
Was a holding penalty on the Blue Demons, so that'll be 10 yards from the spot of the foul. Replay the third down. Or actually, excuse me, blocking the back is the official call.
Listing from Burlington, go Big Blue. Dan and Jason should go as Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito in Twins. That's a pretty good combination there. Honey Boo Boo. Have Dan go as Britney Spears. Oh, my gosh. I don't want to read this one.
The others you have no problem
don't
with.
I want to read this one.
That's how bad that one has to be.
You can't read that on the air anyway. 29-6 Albia, final 40 seconds. And the victory knee is taken. And let's go down to the sidelines. Jimmy, Big T, and Big C on the sidelines. Guys, this is the final 30 seconds before the final bell, and Albia's going to have a historic win.
They are, you know, and the student section knows better than anybody what's going on right now, and they're just the last chant out of these guys was second round bound.
And we're going to be home to the dome. I heard that one.
The Kool-Aid man.
Good.
8 seconds. Here is Schultz running with the football, and that will be the final play.
The clock will stop,
and the ball will go back to the Falcons. And the defense will come back on the field for the final 3 seconds. Dan would make a great Barney.
How fitting. We'll get back to your fun and games. I want to stick with the one on the field. How fitting for this Blue Demon squad. Once again, if the defense has one more play to get in, but the defense to finish this game. All year long, this defense has risen to the challenge. This will be the eighth time in 10 games that a team, as long as the score doesn't happen here, that a team does not score more than 7 points in a game. You know, the defense has just been very stout and strong all season long. Counter coming underneath. Again, Toomer with the ball. Picks up 7 yards. That is the ball game, Jason.
And your Blue Demons get the win, 29-6, your final score. And the Albia with a historic win tonight as the Blue Demons get the first postseason win in school history. 9-0 on the regular season. Now 10-0 go the Blue Demons. And Albia just defeated a very good Falcons football team. You look at Toomer and... the running back crew for the Falcons, Dan.
We love watching him. We call you the sergeant charge, you know, because when you run the ball, you take it and you want to do something with it, you know. It's not just I'm going to dance around. And tonight you couldn't do any dancing. It was straight up the field, you know, but the play here on the sidelines, right here where we're at, here, right here, brother, man. That guy was going to hit you. I think he backed off, got scared. So when you run the ball in these elements like this, you know, how is it to keep the ball and, you know, just to be able to run in this field?
I don't know. You can't really do any cutting, so it's a lot of reading your blockers and just trying to power through the other team.
Hey, man, Jason, we got to let him go back with the team. But, Sarge, we love you, buddy. God bless. Take care of yourself, and good job with the history, brother. Love you, man. See you, buddy.
All right, we're going to go along the way. Big T's kind of looks like Brett Leshen along the way. Let's go down to Big T.
Brett. Hey. First-round playoff win, bud. How's that feel?
It's a great feeling. Best feeling of my life so far. Yeah.
How was it? You know, we had some trouble throwing the ball a little bit. You know, I know you had a good pass down here to Zach, but was that weather related? How's your arm, by the way?
Oh, my arm's great. It's fine. Nothing to do with my arm, but the ball was a little slippery. I couldn't get a good grip at all, but Zach just told me to throw it up in the corner, so I was like, all right, I did. He went up and got it, so that was good. So, but yeah, I cannot throw the ball for the first half. I don't know what was wrong with me.
Hey, you're only an All-State quarterback, that's all. Hey, when will you guys start preparing for Mid Prairie?
We'll start tomorrow after school. So, no one can sleep in tomorrow. We all got to be up at 8:30 to go to school, and we'll start studying them tomorrow right after school.
Right on, brother. Great job.
Thank you.
All right, that's Big T down with Brett Leshen. Brett, the motorboat with the jet boat Leshen tonight as he had to put the skis on and get him down that field. But Dan, a big win for Albia. You know, the playoffs is always so important, but you come off a 9-0 start and you get a number two ranking in the state of Iowa. You have all this pressure on your back, and the big monkey that's been on your back is getting that first playoff round win, and tonight Albia gets that done.
Well, it is, you know, and again, we talked about this. The group has all 4 years has made the playoffs in their high school career. The last 2 years, they came in as the number two seed, so the favorite. We had the home game, played a very good West Liberty team, again, one of those great teams out of District 5 there, and they came in and just knocked us in the teeth. Both games, and we got in a hole both times, couldn't get out of it quick enough. And slowly, this program just slowly keeps the mentality's been shifting, the drive's been coming, the physical size and speed of the team continues to get better, and that's with years of conditioning and working out. It just doesn't happen overnight. Coach Staten's been here now 6 years. It just takes a while to put all that together. And so that it finally is culminating, gives it that next step, which is that first playoff win for this Blue Demon program, first time in its history, which is huge. But again, that this team isn't happy with that. You heard it in their comments. They want to go that all the way. They want to get to that dome and contend for that state title. And that's the next step now involves us taking on Mid Prairie Wellman on Monday. You know, so it's a short turnaround, a short week. You heard the players. They'll start tomorrow. Tomorrow, coach will call it Monday. That'll be football Monday for them. Finishing up with Sunday will be football Thursday, pregame going through. And they'll come in on Monday, on calendar Monday night. It will be football Friday for them. And that's the way they prepare.
Well, a big win for the Blue Demons tonight, and we appreciate all of you who have joined in to listen into the broadcast on KICRadio.com. We will expand the slots on the broadcast next Monday night. We'll try to expand the number of listeners. At times tonight, Dan, we had so many people listening in, and some of them not able to get in. The slots were filled, yep. and of course, you can get this broadcast not only on KICRadio.com, but if you have a smartphone, you can download the app. Whether it's an Android or a iPhone, or even on one of the tablets. You can get that app and listen to this stream. And, of course, get all the scores from the playoffs right on our Thunderbolt app. And the final score tonight, Albia 29-6. We did find out tonight as well that Dan Stocker would be highly encouraged to wear Tinkerbell, a cheerleading outfit. Here's a new one, Cheek and Chong. And
Cheech,
maybe
Cheech and Chong.
Well, Cheek, because he, you know, he had his cheek. Yeah, anyway. Vic Sanders says you guys should go as Duck Dynasty, and that that would be the appropriate one.
With our Radio Dynasty theme this year, absolutely.
All right, we want to thank everyone who was listening in tonight, and thank Jimmy Big T and C that had to wade through the swamp that was Ironman Field tonight. The Blue Demons, in spite of all the rain and in the delay in the kickoff, get the first ever postseason win in school history, 29-6, your final score. We're going to run back to the Friday Night Lights studio and get your playoff scoring updates. Jay Mill back on the board, buddy. A historic night for Albia.
All right, guys, thanks a lot. Good job. We will continue on here with scores and more, and we'll talk to you again Monday night. All right, back in the Friday Night Lights studio on 96.7 FM and on 106.9 FM, KOJY. Thanks to Dave Schooley and Roman and that whole crew in Davis County for their fine work this season. As we now look in Davis County, we look towards basketball season. But for many of these teams, they will move on and continue on. Let's get you a complete rundown of all the scores and more. Let's start with eight-man football, where it was HLV of Victor big over Grandview Park Baptist tonight, 60-0 in a final. And with 3 minutes left, this was a 7 o'clock kickoff as well, but still 3 minutes left in this one, where Wayne is leading Murray 82-57. It looks like after a close game here tonight, back and forth, it looks like Wayne is now going to pull this one out in a high-scoring affair there, 82-57, Wayne over Murray. Also, a KCCI TV8 has Dylan Lane from Wayne as Athlete of the Week. If you want to go online and vote for Dylan from the Wayne Falcons, the Athlete of the Week, you can certainly go online to KCCI and do that. Adair Casey wins over Meskwaki Settlement 59-20 in a final. And another final, our Twin Cedars of Bussey. Twin Cedars wins. They now move to 10-1. Their only loss to HLV of Victor. They win tonight over Lamoni with a score of 40-22. So as you look at the eight-man bracket, it's going to be HLV of Victor likely against Wayne on Monday night, as well as Adair Casey against Twin Cedars. So those will be your matchups for Monday night, HLV of Victor against Wayne, and Adair will match up against Twin Cedars. Let's move on to Class A, where it was Lisbon over Montezuma 26-21. Zach James is in the studio, and Zach, Cinderella season for Montezuma comes to a crashing halt after losing four straight here at the end of the season.
Yeah, starting off the season 6-0, everybody thought it was just going to be a magical season in Montezuma, but just four straight losses to all the tough teams, Pekin, BGM, Linville, Sully, and now to Lisbon tonight. But Montezuma led for most of that game, so you kind of have to tip your hat to Montezuma for not falling flat there to start out the game, but still a disappointing ending to what could have been a great season.
And Lisbon in that game went on it on one drive four times, I believe, on fourth down.
Yeah.
And what was the result four times on fourth down?
They got it all four times.
When your team gets fourth down conversions four times on one drive, you're looking at winning the ball game.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to come back to you in just a second. All right, some other scores here. It was Pekin over Lone Tree, 43-0. Big win for the Pekin Panthers on stream number 7. And Tim Hadley had the call there. We're looking at possibly putting that broadcast on Monday night on sister station 106.9 FM KOJY. We'll confirm that coming up. Zach, BGM rolled up big over Van Buren tonight, 83-6.
That seemed like a basketball score as well. And in that game tonight, BGM's Jack Klein set the national high school record with punt returns. He had two tonight in the first quarter.
Two punt returns in the first quarter for BGM of Brooklyn. They're now what? 10-0 on the season. And very good. Zach James joining us here in the studio from Sports Spotlight out of Des Moines. Appreciate that, Zach. Linville Sully with a win tonight, also over Waco of Wayland, 40-8. All right, so let's turn the page here. We've looked at Class A. Let's look at Class 1A here on the big board. That means that Maquoketa is going to take on Wilton Monday night. And it also means that
Excuse me, I went to class 1A, didn't I? I need to go to class A, and that must be stapled onto the back of my sheet. Anyway, let's go to class A, where Lisbon will take on Pekin on Monday night, and BGM, as you were just mentioning, Zach, will take on Linville Sully on Monday night. So it's BGM, Linville Sully, and Pekin versus Lisbon, and obviously the winners of those four teams, the winners of those games will move on to play each other. All right, let's move on to Class 1A now, where I was. And Zach, Iowa City Regina is almost unstoppable. I don't know where their win record is or what their win streak is.
I think it's 52?
50-something.
It's 50-something.
And so they now win tonight 46-6 over Tipton. Tipton comes out with the first score tonight, 6-0, but Iowa City Regina comes back in fine fashion, strong fashion. They beat Tipton 46-6 in the final in Class A. And it was Clayton Ridge Guttenberg over our friends at Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont, only mustering 6 points. Clayton with 27. So Eddieville Blakesburg goes home tonight. They're going to get ready for basketball and wrestling season, no doubt, after finishing first in team duels in the state of Iowa. For wrestling, Eddieville Blakesburg with their loss tonight, 27-6. They'll finish 6-4 on the season. Clayton Ridge Guttenberg finishes 9-1. And again, they win it tonight 27-6. So Eddieville Blakesburg is done, but it'll be Clayton Ridge Guttenberg taking on Iowa City Regina. Is there anybody in Class 1A, Zach, that can beat Iowa City Regina?
If there is somebody, I haven't seen it yet. Iowa City Regina has had a couple of challenges this year in their schedule. They've only trailed twice this season. Once earlier in the season, I believe, I want to say it was to, I don't remember who it was, but they trailed tonight too, only twice in their entire season.
And it was only for a short time, but they end up winning tonight. Regina goes unbeaten on the season, and they continue their massive win streak as well. All right, the other half of Class 1A's bracket has St. Albert Council Bluffs in a final over Pella Christian tonight, 35-7, as the Pella Christian Eagles limp to the locker room. With a tough 4-6 season, St. Albert was 10-0 on the year. Again, St. Albert with the victory there, 35-7 over Pella Christian. Also, Centerville's Garrison Carter is the head coach at Ogden. How about you, Ogden? 9-1 on the season. They beat Nottoway Valley. They continue on in a final here. Ogden 32, Nottoway Valley 16 for Garrison Carter and his Ogden squad. They are going to play. Let me get to that side of the sheet here in just a little bit. But part of Class 1 has Maquoketa Valley taking on Wilton, Iowa City Regina taking on Clayton. All right, let's continue on here as it will be Ogden taking on St. Albert Council Bluffs. There we go, Ogden and St. Albert Council Bluffs. All right, let's move along here to Class 2A, where it was Albia tonight, big over Louisa Muscatine.
They run a double wing, and when on the snap of the ball, there are four ball carriers that can carry the ball. Very deceptive, and they get some big blockers out in front, and it resembles a little bit like a scrum in rugby. They just kind of come in a mass, and all of a sudden that guy squirts through, and down the sidelines he goes. But they had one long run, and our cornerback ran him down and tackled him before they get in, and really that stopped that touchdown drive. But we had to play hard. They're a good team and very sportsmanlike team, too. When I went through the line, every one of those kids grabbed my hand and shook it. A lot of schools, they just kind of tap your hand and go on. But I think those guys, every victory is not up on the scoreboard. And they had a victory with their sportsmanship and the way they played.
Yeah, Coach. Coach Jason Poots from Linville, from Louisa Muscatine is a very, very good gentleman. And by the way, real quick, the Boston Red Sox have won the World Series. Want to mention that. Also, we're going to talk to Oskaloosa head coach Mike Sterner here in just a second. We've got him in the dugout. But Coach, you move on now. I mean, it's forget the weather, forget the forget the score at the halftime break. We move on, and you're going to play another very good team with Mid Prairie Wellman coming up.
Well, all of us now are a good team, so there will be no easy ones, and you take them one at a time, and the ones add up. And we don't know a lot about Mid Prairie yet. We will know a lot more come morning. I know one of my coaches will stay up all night running tapes back and forth we have to get a game plan and ready to execute the game plan. The team that blocks and tackles the best probably come out on top and makes the fewest mistakes. A lot of times teams beat themselves more than they get beat. And in this first half, we were kind of beating ourselves because we had two excellent opportunities to score, good drives going, and then we fumbled the ball on the ground. So you got to take care of the football, and teams that are left on the playoff schedule take advantage of your mistakes. So we'll get a good scouting report, and tomorrow is Monday, football Monday, and that means we don't have a lot of days to get ready for football Friday. Everybody else is working on, I think everybody else's day tomorrow is Thursday, but it's football Monday for the kids in the playoffs.
Well, Coach, once again, congratulations. You've got your team thumping along here, unbeaten on the season, and I know the fans are that extra guy on the field for you, and they've continued to turn out and create some noise, and I know you appreciate that as well.
Oh, my goodness. It was a torrential rainstorm, and our fans were full of people, and the fences were too deep all the way around. We certainly have good fan support, and people love these kids.
Coach, before we get to Coach Sterner up north here a little ways, I know you also want to say a big thanks to really the administration, Keith Little, and what they tried to do to keep that football field dry tonight.
Well, they went extra innings on that. I got the tarp down, they had to drive and get tarp, and then you got to get the other team on board with what you're trying to do, and They did an awesome job. The field was as good as it could be under the circumstances. And, of course, the longer the game went on, the worse the field got because it was uncovered. But Mr. Little really did a great job organizing that and getting it going. And would you please give my regards to Coach Sterner? He and I go back a long way, and I'm very proud of him and what he's doing with the Oskaloosa football program now.
Coach, he heard you say that, and we're going to talk to him next, but you're exactly right. You're a former coach at Pella Christian. Of course, we're at Oskaloosa. How many years, Coach?
38.
Wow, 38 years. Well, let's get Coach Sterner on right now. And, Coach, congratulations for your win tonight.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Our kids played hard.
Coach, we were getting some word here in the Friday Night Lights studio that you had some injuries tonight and had to go pretty deep onto your bench for running back.
Yeah, that's true. They got a hold of our ankles pretty good, and we had lots of kids pulled up with some sprained ankles, and we've been missing. Andrew Langreve is out for a while, so it was one of those games where the next man came in, and kind of like the Hawkeyes a couple years ago, it was just all the next man in, and that's definitely how we were tonight. We just continued to battle. And battled to the end for 48 minutes.
Coach, before we talk more about your game, I wanted to pass on regards from Coach Staten. He wanted to make sure and say congratulations. I'm not sure if you were able to hear that as you were in the wings here waiting, but he's very proud of you and what you've done there.
No, thank you very much. That means a lot to me.
Coach, talk to us about this game, because it was a game that really was a fourth quarter game, kind of. I mean, you guys came back in the fourth quarter, and when it looked like you were down, your team really strapped the chin strap on tight, I believe. Did you get any rushing yards out of Jared Pace, your number four man deep on the running back side? And tell us about that fourth quarter.
Well, yeah, the game started like every other game, probably in the state of Iowa, in a monsoon. The Centerville kids really did a nice job of stepping up into the line of scrimmage and really controlled our line of scrimmage for the early part of the game. But it is a four-quarter game, and because of that, our kids know that they're going to fight to the end, and I know Oskaloosa kids will do that. And as the game wore on, we continued to battle and continued to fight, and we found a way to get the job done, and I just couldn't be any prouder of our kids. The sidelines as well as the kids who got into the game.
Coach, tell us about that injury to Langreve. Do you know much about it? You said he's out, so that means he's not playing at least the rest of the season, I take it.
Yeah, that's probably true. He went ahead and went to the doctor and got it looked at, and so we'll find out more about that in the very near future.
And then did Veldhuizen also get injured, and what about Wissey?
Yeah, Mason's coming back and from an ankle injury, and he just gutted it out, and he played for most of the game and spotted us pretty well there, Nate. Van Veldhuizen was taken out of the game early with another one of those sprains. It was very ironic that all those ankle injuries were happening at the bottom of the piles, but that's the way it goes sometimes. But to Nate's credit, he just really sucked it up, and he was one of the driving forces in how we came back and continued to find a way. And in the fourth quarter, they finally just gave us a chance defensively. Our defense really held us in the game and gave our offense a chance. They were stacking, and really all 11 guys are in the box just testing us to try to throw the ball. And when we started to do that more in the second half, and they had to play a little more honestly. And our kids just they adjusted and they improved. And our defense came up with a nice interception. Nick Rutledge had an interception. And then our offense took just a few plays down the field and put it in the end zone. And that's what put us up. And then at the end there, it was they had the ball going down the field and with time running out. And they just ran out of time. And our kids just really celebrated the victory.
Coach, there was a play in there I wanted to ask about. I believe you had it 4th and 1, and I think you were down at that time, 14-6 or 7, and you guys went for it deep into Big Red territory, maybe on the 18, I want to say, of Centerville, and it was 4th and 1. And I believe you scored soon thereafter and tied up the game. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, we don't anticipate giving up. You know, if there's only 1 yard to go, we're going to get that yard. And our kids really snapped it up and really did a great job of responding to those challenges and encouraging their teammates. And that 4th and 1, we got a nice first down there, and then we just kept the motor going.
Very good. We're on with Coach Mike Sterner, first-year head coach from Oskaloosa with a great season, now 7-3 on the year. Now, before we wrap up, Coach, you take on Washington. So tell us about what you'll do to get ready for Washington. And do you know, will that game be at Washington, right?
That is correct, yep. So we'll see how we are tonight, and tomorrow morning will be Monday for us. And so we'll see how everybody's feeling tomorrow and see who needs to be taken care of, and we'll start scouting them tonight, probably overnight. Some of the coaches were already talking about just staying up and getting some scouting done because that's the only time we're given. So that's the time we got to use to get ready for the next game. So tomorrow night we'll get ready to go for Washington, which, you know, they're a very, very talented offense. I know I've heard that several times.
Very good, Coach. Well, we look forward to that. We look forward to another Indian victory, and thank you so much. You're always good about joining us. I know you want to get back to your team and check out some of those injuries, so thanks so much, Coach.
You're welcome. Go Indians.
Go Indians, and that's Coach Mike Sterner from Oskaloosa joining us, and come back in fine fashion. And, Zach, I know you were kind of keeping an eye on that ball game as well. That was a great win for Oskaloosa.
Yeah, that's a pretty good win for Oski. Now they have to go on and face Washington, who's won 8 straight. Fairfield at Marion, at Keokuk, Williamsburg, Mount Pleasant, Fort Madison, and Centerville to finish out the regular season, and then defeating Carlisle tonight, which Carlisle's a pretty good ball team as well. So Washington, after starting off the season 1-1, their loss was to Pella, 14-7 loss at home to the Dutch. So you know that Washington, it's a pretty good team if they can hang with Pella and only lose by 7. And that was when Pella was on their big streak. And I think that was the week before they beat Pella Grinnell in dramatic fashion. But Washington's a tough team, but so is Oskaloosa, and Coach Sterner is definitely one of those coaches who can keep things in check and keep his guys motivated come Monday. But he is right. That is a tough task for the coaches to try and formulate a game plan with not much time. It's not like you have 4 days to prepare. You have tonight, tomorrow, and then, yes, you can practice Saturday and Sunday, but it's less time between now and Monday than it would from a Friday to a Friday.
And Zach, as you Zach James joining us here from Sports Spotlight and does some other freelance reporting. Zach, really in our quadrant of the state and the scores that we've been giving tonight, there have been no surprises.
No,
I mean if Centerville had won, that would have been the surprise of the night. But otherwise, all the teams that won
were supposed to
win, so we didn't really have any big surprises for that matter.
I would say the biggest upset, as I want to go back to Class A for a second, AGW or Vassar falling tonight, 7-0. They were number 8 in our rankings. They were number 8. So that was kind of a bit of a shocker. But as you said, Joe, no, in this area of the state, no big surprises.
All right, let's see if I've got Jim Frank dialed in. Jim, are you there? Let me punch this up right here. I don't know if I got Jim or not. I don't think I do. Yeah, I've tried to get Jimmy Frank, our resident ref, on the line. He was at the Pella game. We weren't able to catch up with Coach McKinstry, so let's see if we can talk to Jim. We sent him up there. No surprise there either. Pella now 10-0 on the season with a big roll-up on Fairfield tonight at home, 55-14. And that just simply means they're going to take on Williamsburg. They've not seen Williamsburg yet this season. I know that Grinnell saw Williamsburg and a couple other schools from Central Iowa, so they'll have plenty of tape to look at, but it'll be Williamsburg's 8-2 against a 10-0 Pella squad, and I believe that game will be in Pella as well.
I would think so, with Pella being undefeated, and that'll be a good game too.
Absolutely. Well, what we have so far, it's going to be Valley against Sioux City East, and this is Class 4A. Ames will take on Urbandale in Class 4A on Monday. Taking a look at Class A, it's HLV of Victor taking on Wayne. It'll be Adair versus Twin Cedars on Monday, as we've heard us talk to Coach Osbaugh earlier. It'll be Pekin and Lisbon. We're going to try to put that game on 106.9 FM, KOJY, because unfortunately our beloved Davis County Mustangs went down to defeat tonight 36-8 to Mid Prairie Wellman. And I want to remind our folks in that vicinity also to tune in. Danny Anderson will have Coach Rasmussen on the Coach's Corner live at 8 o'clock a.m. on Saturday morning to kind of do some wrap-up there and also talk cross-country and volleyball as well. And then also in Class A, BGM will take on we'll take on Linville Sully. And, man, Zach, BGM is almost unstoppable.
They are. They're absolutely unstoppable, as I alluded to a little bit ago. Jack Klein breaking a national high school record for punt returns. He had 2 tonight in that game. And BGM just scoring out of will. They only scored 19 last week, and that was their lowest scoring game. Going into tonight's game, I think they were averaging 65 points a game. So that just goes to show you that BGM is unstoppable on the offensive side of the ball. And then on the defensive side of the ball, they just don't let anybody score, as we see on the scoreboard tonight, only allowing 6 to Van Buren, who I believe that was their first ever appearance in the playoffs tonight.
Yeah, they've had a better season, of course, than they had last year. But I want to make sure I understand what you just said. You're telling me that BGM's Jack Klein,
yes,
set a national record,
yes,
for punt returns.
Yes.
That's national.
Yes.
And how many is it?
I have to double check, but I have a lot of friends in that area on Facebook and Twitter, and that's all they were talking about tonight. Jack Klein, national record, national record.
And that's
record
after he got 2 tonight.
Yes.
So his 2 punt returns tonight got him a national record for punt returns.
Yeah. And
unbelievable.
I think he has.
He must be a track star.
Yeah, he's a fast little cookie. That we could say that.
But he's probably going to give all the credit to his special teams making a wedge for him.
He better.
Well, I'll tell you what. Who better be looking at Jack Klein is Coach Rhodes and Coach Ferentz.
It's funny you ask that, because Jevin, they have had a couple BGM players go to Iowa State, and they are looking at the Greach kid. I don't know if they're looking at Jack or not, but yeah, BGM has a lot of athletes over there, and Coach Rhodes does have his eye on Brooklyn Guernsey and Malcolm.
Well, Jack be nimble and Jack be quick.
Yeah,
and Jack jumped over to the Van Buren stick tonight as BGM wins 83-6. It's Maquoketa taking on Wilton in Monday night second round playoff action, and of course Iowa City Regina will take on Clayton Ridge Guttenberg, and they were victorious tonight over Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. How about this 4-hour bus ride for Eddyville? And they're, you know, obviously expected. They let out school today at 1 o'clock at Eddyville. They're expected to be back at school tomorrow morning, but that's only after a 4-hour ride home. They'll get home after midnight tonight. So that's going to be a big sad ride home. It obviously would have been better with the victory on the way home.
Be a long day tomorrow in Eddyville. Feel for those folks over there in Eddyville. That'll be a long drive home. That's not a fun drive home either.
Absolutely, it's Mediapolis again against Bondurant Farrar, and also Albia versus Mid Prairie Wellman in the second round. Of course, Albia will have the home field advantage for the first three games, as then it'll go to the Dome, I believe, after the three games. We play three, and we get to the Dome for semifinals in the championship round, which doesn't happen until shortly before Thanksgiving this year, with the one-week later start for week one. The championship is November 22nd. Mark your calendars, 21st and 22nd.
And then about 10 days later, the basketball season starts, so it'll be a quick turnaround, but that's a blessing in disguise, having a short turnaround from football to basketball. I know we did it in 2006 at Montezuma, and that's not an easy turnaround, but it's a fun turnaround.
All right, well, we didn't get to talk to Coach McKinstry, but we do have Jim Frank, our resident ref, hey, Iowa High School official, on the line with us. And, Jim, you saw a high-powered, potent Pella offense tonight, didn't you?
Well, I saw Noah Clayburgh tonight. The kid was fantastic. I've never seen a kid have a high school night like that. He played a part in, at least I don't know about the last one because I left to go to Oskaloosa, but the first seven touchdowns that Pella had tonight, he played a big part in all of them. There was one screen pass that went for like 35 yards, but otherwise he scored the other six touchdowns.
Very good. Yeah, go ahead, Jim. Sorry.
Yeah, he had a run of 4 yards. He had a run of 43 yards. It was a 57-yard screen pass. He had an 81-yard run. He had a run that was called back that was just amazing. He probably ran twice the length of the field running crossways, and then it was called back on a block in the back. But he had the one 81-yard run that everybody was just amazed. You would have sworn he was going to go out of bounds.